Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah. Woo! Get it on. Not enough people yelling, get it on anymore.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do it. I like when people bust themselves up halfway into yelling at get it on. Let's get it on. Whoa. Couldn't even get the entire on out. Cracked your ass up halfway into on. Let's get it on.
It was a big one, too, and I think it was a long time ago, like early 80s. Go for it.
Go for it. Well, Teresa Strasser, by the way, thank you for being here. Please don't leave.
I'm never leaving you again.
Jesus Christ. I got to tell you, the tough part in life is the part where you have to think before you shout out someone's name, think before you turn the car on, think. It's why the beginning stinks. It's why your first day at school sucks. You don't know anyone around you. You can't find your homeroom. You have to stare at a map to find your goddamn homeroom. You can't do anything. That's why driving rental cars is always a bitch. Not only are they beige with velour interior, but you don't know. It's weird. You can drive the car, but you kind of feel like if something happened, you're not sure how quickly you could react.
You can't find the hazards or
right.
You know?
If you were driving down the highway and some kid threw a sack of flour on your windshield or something, it would take you 8 off ramps to turn the wipers on. You'd be adjusting the seats and moving. Point is you want to get past that part of life. And we did that on this show, except for the news girl. We've had 28 news girls in the last 3 weeks. And every time I go, and now it's time for the news with, and then I look up and sometimes I just draw a blank. I have to look down and like find the person's name. Then it seems weird and rude. Then you dedicate. And here's how your brain works. You dedicate a certain amount to finding the wipers. Once you know where the wipers are, then you're focused on the course. Then you can start turning lap records. Until then, too much your brain going to that. Teresa Strasser, let's never leave again.
Yes, I never will.
No, as a matter of fact, the weekend's coming up, and I'd
like
you to stay.
I'm coming in tomorrow.
No, you're not coming in.
Make up for lost
staying,
time.
You're
staying.
Not leaving.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I have 3 words for Teresa Strasser.
Yes.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
You know what happened with go for it?
Go for it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it doesn't work as good as get it on. It happened with Rocky. Clever Lang came to him in the middle of the ring and said, like, I'm going to bust you up, sucker.
Yeah, worst response ever
anyway,
to that.
Go for it. And they built the entire campaign was built around that. The entire, all the commercial. There's a few. Like, there are times in life where I want to pull the person aside and go, hello, that's not very clever. It's marginally confusing. And at best, it's a 3 on this sort of cool. It's no make my day. That's for goddamn sure. It just, everything about Rocky 4, Rocky 3, or whatever it was every commercial was built around him going, go for it. And I was 17 or 18. I used to watch that and go, well, that's stupid. What's that mean? It's right up there with what can Brown do for you? So is there nobody in that boardroom with the wave us to raise their hand and go, look, I'm not from here, but this doesn't feel like a winner to me.
The hero of the movie is just resigned to his fate is what it sounds like. I'm going to bust you up. Go for it. It's just like, I'm going to stab you to death. Okay.
Well, how about this? I'm going to destroy you rectally.
It's kind of clinical. It's a little clinical.
Yes, go for it. All right. Now, where were we? Trivia. Yes, our beloved trivia. My mother was on the phone yesterday. She called. She called in, and maybe you got just a little window into my world when my mom called in to go up against Dave Damashek's mother in a trivia competition on the show.
About the show.
About the show. What do you know? We've been on the air for 4 months and change. Who's been listening the most intently?
A devoted mother, right. She knows the ins and outs of the show.
Yeah. When my mother out here in Los Angeles, Dave's mother in Arizona, but they both get the station. Your mother gets the radio station.
Correct.
Okay. For a minute, I thought you were going to tell me she listens on the internet. I was going to have to kill myself.
Well, little update. She's now back in Pittsburgh, PA as of this week, and now she is forced to stream.
Right. My mother's response to the question, what is the name of our black intern? The response to that question was, how am I supposed to know that?
Drawn off the hizzle.
That's right. So, not certainly not when she called a fan. I think she went 0 for 3 or 4, and then we enacted the slaughter rule. Quite frankly, got uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it sounds like it.
Yes, it did. And just again, a little insight to where I'm from. Here's the thing about my mother and my stepfather. They left. I speak freely now because they left for Peru yesterday. They left for Peru. They leave from LAX airport, although they have to make a quick stop at Van Nuys airport where they pick up the shuttle. Van Nuys airport is not on the way to LA airport. It's not halfway. It's on the way to LA airport if you live in Simi Valley, perhaps, but they don't. They live in North Hollywood.
It's very confusing.
They have to get in their automobile and turn their backs to LAX to go to Van Nuys Airport. Now, I asked you, everyone, think, is there anyone you know who's leaving from Airport A but goes to Airport B when they leave town? I mean, how many times have you left town and driven to another airport than the one where the plane was leaving from?
How can you expect me to know the answer to that?
The answer is zero. It is zero for everybody. And why? Because it saves $8. Maybe it's $9. Maybe it's $12. I don't know. All I know is if one of those shuttles comes by your house, it's like $24. And if you take the park and schlep and ride and pump, that one's like $13. Whatever it is, they're up for saving the money.
Now, did you consider as a Mother's Day gift maybe commissioning a car service for them? No.
Here's the thing about my family. They didn't do anything for me. I don't do anything for them.
Quid pro quo.
Well, you're demurring a little bit. You are a good son. You at least pay for cars and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For them, right?
I lease my mom and my dad, both of them, a car. But Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthdays, Christmas, nothing. Nobody. It was like, they didn't do it now. Now they don't get it. I didn't even know when Mother's Day was. I didn't know where the dates were and stuff. Father's Day, never got into any of it. So
they must really feel bad, though, because they like, yeah, we could have bought, if we would have back in 1973, bought him a little Tonka truck. Now he's
right.
We could be living in jewels and such.
Right, like
we blew it.
Shaquille O'Neal's dad, for example.
Yeah.
Not the guy who raised him, but the biological dad.
Yeah, my mom would be wearing a diamond tiara, and my dad would be driving a Coupe de Ville with the radio station call letters on the hood in rainbow tape. Like a great athlete would get his father.
Mo, conversely, called me after the show to say, I feel terrible. I embarrassed you on the air today. I said, why'd you embarrass me? She said, because I knew too much. It makes me sound like a loser that I know so much about the show.
She loves you too much.
Yes. My mother not only was 0 for whatever in the Adam Carolla Show trivia, was quasi-insulted that we asked and wanted to know how anyone was going to know that. And I thought to myself, well, that's a weird answer. Like to say, what is the name of our black intern? If you don't listen to the show, then you would say, well, how am I supposed to know the name of the intern? Because the intern's not on the radio. She wouldn't know that Jerron has been on the radio or the subject of many conversations on this radio program. That's why she said, how am I supposed to know? It didn't strike me at first. I thought, well, what do you mean? You listen, that's how you know. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. She, and then again, Mo, though, says to me, I said, well, this went so well. This is what you were about to introduce, Ace, is the fact that Mo did so well. She proved herself to be a savant, like Dustin Hoffman, Rain Mo.
Yes,
she knows everything there is to know about the show. And so people called in and said, well, I know better than Mo. I want to challenge her, so we're going to have a contest later on today. So I called Mo to tell her about this. She refuses to participate. She says, I'm out.
Wow.
Really?
I'm not doing it. And she said, I made a fool of myself and you, and I know it makes me look like a loser. And I said, oh, you're doing it. Callers called in and said they know better than you, and now she's challenged.
Wow.
And now she's back in. That's true.
Wow, that's great.
But you're the best, Mo. I had the you're the best conversation with Mo.
She said, go for it.
Go for it. Make my day.
All right. Well, so she's in. Dave Damashek's mother's in. We have a couple competitors. We have $1,000 to give away.
It's no jive.
No.
A grand.
No, that is not $71.71 or any of that call.
No, your mother could park at Van Nuys Airport like 138 times with that kind of loot.
Jesus Christ. You realize when she gets on a shuttle, when they get back from Peru, when they get on the shuttle after their very tiring 10-day trip, and they will be tired because they, like, stay in, you know, flea bag motels and stuff and crash on people's floors. They will pack all their bags. They will climb onto a shuttle. They will get onto that shuttle. They will travel for an hour, get off that shuttle, and they'll be at another airport.
What, by the way, are they doing?
Why not just take the bus to Peru? I don't have a globe in front of me, but why not just stay on the shuttle? It'll eventually get to Peru.
I'd be interested to know why they're going to Peru, one. And two, you know, listen, I don't want to make further trouble between you and your parents, but your wife's about to give birth to twins. Should they really be leaving the country? Don't they want to be the proud grandparents when the twins finally arrive?
They planned this trip 6 weeks ago, Dan. Come on. No, I don't know. You know, my family, they don't, I mean, the kids will be here when they get back.
Shame the devil if Mo and my old man weren't around to be at the hospital to see the, to see the child.
That never even crossed my mind.
Really?
No, not once. Never thought about
it. Are they excited about being grandparents?
I'm sure they are. I mean, I don't know. I would assume they are. They're not bad people. They're just a little laissez-faire. It's a little hands-off.
You benign do your neglect.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah, no malice in their heart. Just, you got a radio show to do? I'm not going to stop you. Go do it. I'll be listening to KCRW. Knock yourself out, kid. Yeah. I'm sure many people like whatever brand of comedy you offer up, if in fact it's a comedy show.
It's not for me.
I prefer things considered, but I'm sure you're funny.
Well, here's the thing. My mother and my father, and most of the people in my family, they are, you know, now 70-something-year-old, white, liberal, quasi-educated whoever's. Not exactly the demographic for Loveline, The Man Show, MTV, Comedy Central, morning comedy radio, Howard Stern. I guess they could have caught Leno a couple of times if I was on it, but that's a late-night show. Point is not the demographic. Mm-hmm. See, my family is pure. In the sense that Dave Damashek's mother listens to this show because her son is on the show. She would not listen to the show if her son was not, in fact, on the show. We got to get more sons on this show. I'm actually, write that down, Braska. We get a couple of million sons on this show. We got ratings.
When I worked on BattleBots years ago, my mother would sit and watch the entire episode of BattleBots.
Right.
Wow.
And cheer. And when my name would come on the screen and the credits at the end, she would cheer. Yay, Davey!
My point is my family has a sort of purity of thought, which is I'm no ass kisser. If I was going to listen to FM talk morning radio, then I might listen. But if I wasn't, it's sort of like if you're, you know, it's like once in a while some dad volunteers to umpire the Little League game. The umpire, he couldn't make it. He's got the flu. Dad comes out of the stands. Now, his kid's on the team. He can't call him safe just because it's his boy sliding into home.
Right.
My folks basically took that approach to life.
Yes, they are umpires to your life.
My mom doesn't listen to this show or watch The Man Show. Or my dad doesn't watch The Man Show, not because he has a beef with me, because he wouldn't have watched The Man Show anyway. Right. And the scales of justice, or you're blind, or whatever.
That's a good analogy. So they are the umpires to the Little League game that is your life.
Right, and you're not going to get any special calls.
That's right. That's right. All right, let's see.
We need an extra
competitor. Oh, that's right, we do.
We need one more competitor. We have two lined up who proved themselves to be game.
Right.
With the quick answers to tough-to-answer trivia questions.
Chad?
Hello, how are you?
You have a crazy parent who drives to another airport to leave town as well?
Yeah, they live 15 minutes from the Oakland airport, but they're scared to go there, so they drive an hour and a half to Sacramento.
Why are they scared?
They think they're going to get killed.
Oh, the brothers. Well, that's something different. My folks do this out of cheapness, just pure cheapness. But I still respect that as having a crappy parent.
It is a brand of crazy, though.
It's a brand of crazy.
What's going to happen at the airport? It's the most secure location you could probably go to.
That's where are the white women at?
That's what they want you to think. Yeah.
Hey, can I play the game?
Okay.
All right, great.
All right. I'll start. You want to play some trivia?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. What country is Oswaldo from?
Nicaragua.
Dave Damashek's two favorite hockey players.
Jonathan Chichu. Oh, and I don't know the other one.
Well, we're going to go with Temu, but, you know, 66 would have sufficed.
Yeah, this is a poorly constructed question. My two favorites. I mean,
no, the ones he sings of.
Right.
Yes.
So who do I sing songs about? Right?
Okay. What is the name of the song we play in the Jerk Report?
Creep by Radiohead.
Nice. All right. I'm trying to think what else looks good on here. What's my wife's name?
Lynette.
All right.
I say give him it.
All right, Chad.
He's 3 for 4.
Hang on, Chad. Well, he's almost 3.5 for 4,
yeah,
too.
Right, yeah,
and
definitely.
Technically, he's not wrong about the fourth either. Vario?
Yeah.
You want to compete in our competition?
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's see. Mark the Poet. Who's his arch enemy?
It's,
What do you think?
Brusca, or not Brusca,
Yeah.
God, it's tough.
It is. It's tough. It's Dave's cousin, Brandon.
That's Bruce's cousin. My bad.
That's all right.
I get all crazy. I'm talking to Adam Carolla, you know?
Ooh.
Are you a big fan?
Yeah, definitely.
If only we were playing Ask Kiss Rodeo, you'd be in.
Maybe we could.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this. This one's a little bit tough, probably. Larissa, the intern, she went on a date recently with a celebrity of color. Who would that be?
Cannon.
Ooh. All right. All right. Shaq, you got any you like?
Let's see. This is a
ooh, one. Here's a trick question. What's my middle name?
God.
Now, the trick question part should be some help in your answer.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a middle name.
All right. All right. I feel like I led him there a little bit. My favorite alcoholic beverage, or at least the one I drink the most of?
Budweiser.
That was close, considering I've never brought it up on the air, and I don't drink Budweiser. Have nothing against the fine product.
You talked about drinking Budweiser when you were looking for your dog when you were over at Kimmel's house, and it got
I probably was carrying a Bud over at Kimmel's house. Yeah.
This is an interesting one, because he did just make a good point there. He clearly listens to the show. On the other hand, he just showed you up.
Yes.
I would never do that.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'm just trying to win $1,000 to go to Vegas, you know?
Right.
I'm going to go up there and put it on red if I win.
All right.
Good idea.
All right. You, hobo power is a measurement of what?
Stink.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on a second. Now I'm not sure what to do. Because I get the feeling like we're going to have a bunch of 7.5s. Competing for this competition, which is fine.
I disagree, actually. If you remember yesterday, the competitors were very strong, and I think the guy just before Vario here was good too. He didn't know Temu. He got 3.5 out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty solid.
All right. So what do you think?
I say put Vario in.
You put Vario in?
He's got spunk.
There's other people that want to compete.
Here's the deal. We have one spot left.
Spunk.
And Chad and Vario, maybe we should just do a couple of questions each and decide which one we want out of Chad and Vario.
All right. All right. There's other folks that want to compete, too. I feel like I want to talk to them as well. Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
What am I thinking right now?
About boobs.
Nah. Ooh. I was thinking about one boob. Jesus. I'll give you half a point for that.
All right.
All right. Now I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. What is it? If you're a fan, you'd know.
8.
Oh, sorry, 58. Wow, this kid's way off.
I thought it would be 69, dude.
High five, Teresa.
Oh. TGIF.
Get it on.
Go for it.
Yeah, it's not as good as Get On. It's just not. Okay.
Gonna bust you up?
All right, let's take ourselves a break. We're gonna figure this out. Either way, big competition. Dave's mom, Mo Damashek, gonna compete. $1,000 on the line. Also, comedian Robert Schimmel coming in here. One of the funniest stand-ups around. Billy, our 17-year-old webmaster. I saw poor Billy in the hallway yesterday, and he said, I'm trying to think if I can do his voice without sounding very insulting, but he said, I saw you on Kimmel 2 weeks ago. It was very funny, and I put it on the website. I said, oh, that's great. Thank you. And then he paused, and he said, you've never seen the website, have you?
Oh.
And I said, no, I haven't. And he just looked down and walked away.
So you treat him sort of like your mother treats you.
You know, I realize that. I realize that's what I did to the boy. Yeah. But I didn't look at that as not being interested in him. I looked at it as not being interested in me. I really just treat me how they treat me. Why should I look at the website? I'll look in the mirror if I want to look at the website.
Well, there was also, I should make you aware, there was a little confrontation just before the show. Between Billy. It was a one-sided confrontation. Poor Billy was being bullied by Bruska.
I was Bruska yelled to that as well.
Bruska yelled at Billy. 17-year-old
Billy.
Billy.
I did not yell at him.
We'll cover it.
So all ridiculous.
Time to get a shine box, huh?
I'll go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Perez Hilton, the queen of all gossip, is going to be on the show. Jim Belushi, Joe Ganascoli, a.k.a. Gay Vito. Round of hobo power. Oh, what can't we do on this show? We'll be right back after this.
Can't get enough? Check out Adam on the web at adamcarolla.com.
I never got past high school math, so I'm not sure what pi is exactly, but any equation that involves dessert, I'm in for.
Adam will never run out of opinions. The Adam Carolla Show.
Billy goes to Buena Vista High School. It's prom season. You need a date.
Yeah, by May 20th.
I have a phone number of one of the girls here.
Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or speak to you ever again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you.
Sad but true. Billy Moses.
Oh, man.
He's 17. He's a senior over at Rio Hondo.
Buena Vista.
He's a senior over at Vista del Lago.
Yeah.
He's a senior over at Rancho Relaxo High School. All right. Billy, you know what I think I like about you? There's a part of every 17-year-old who was told no over and over again by all the ladies in his class that can identify with you.
Yeah.
You're a working class hero, Billy.
Yeah.
He also do our web. He's our webmaster here at the Adam Carolla Show. I'm going to look at that website.
All right. Yeah, I look forward to it.
All right. Once in a while, I punch it up, but then I can't get any further. I can't go to the chat rooms or anything. I just see my picture with a dog. I don't know.
You become entranced with your visage.
Yeah, my wife gets angry because I'm next to a dog that's not our dog, and she wants to know why.
That's a stunt dog?
Yeah, why couldn't we use Molly? I have to explain to her that Molly's morbidly obese and does not photograph well, and then she gets angry.
That dog in the picture is not Molly?
Yeah, I thought it was Molly.
It looks like my dog. I don't know how it works. They wanted me to take a picture with a dog. I said, fine.
You showed up with a stunt dog at the
photo shoot. I hope the kids aren't overweight and you can get stunt kids to photograph them.
There's an idea. I'll just send them to fat camp. Billy.
Yeah.
You have the prom coming up, right?
Yeah, May 20th.
May 20th. So this is just around the corner.
It is. It's like a week away.
Week from tomorrow? Is that when that is? Where is the prom going to be this year?
The Anaheim Hilton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's a classy joint.
Yeah.
You're ready to don the tuxedo and boutonniere.
Definitely.
And go to the prom, but we can't find you a date.
Yeah.
Now, you had somebody, you had someone that technically would have gone, but it was a mercy mission all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friend of your sister's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't talked since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for the best, Billy.
Yeah, and let me explain something, ladies out there. We don't mind a little sympathy tale. If you want to throw a little sympathy tale our way, we'll take it. But just the sympathy date part minus the tale.
Sympathy company.
Yeah, unnecessary.
That's not interesting. Yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah, but a lot of chicks will do that. They think they're doing a guy a favor. Yeah, I'll go. Are they going to have shrimp there? I like shrimp. I'll go.
Then you put your hand on their knee and they say, what are you doing, please?
Right. You know what it does is it actually lowers your self-esteem lower than no date at all.
And then, you know, I got some emails on the internet saying, yeah, I'll go with you as long as I get to meet Adam Carolla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great.
Huh?
Didn't even respond.
Yeah, okay. Shannon?
Uh-huh?
How old are you, sweetie pie?
19.
Are you speaking through a trach hole?
No.
All right. Well, then we can't use you. Philly has very stringent rules. You're 19?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a cake decorator.
You're a cake decorator?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
And I work in a deli, too.
Billy decorates the floor of his shower at his mom's house.
Is
it's
Chewbacca,
a little different.
Is Chewbacca her father?
No, I'm kind of sick right now.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, look, we don't need you spreading any diseases to young Billy over here. We'll need you to pull it together by the prom on May 20th. So you're 19 and you're a cake decorator.
Yes.
So you'll put the little flowers and the person's name and all that stuff on the cake, right?
Yep.
I'll tell you, the cake industry has gone too far for me. Now they do things in a computer and stuff, and you actually see photographs of your nephew on the cake.
Yeah,
he's standing there in his baseball uniform. Next thing you know, I'm having a bite of his groin, and it's bizarre.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Yeah, well, that's a weird one to me.
They're
look,
like little pieces of like sticker that go on your cake.
That was perfect, Brian.
Well, let me say this. Did we take some vote a while ago where we decided cake that looked like cake was not good enough? It needed to look like a person? I like cake that looks like cake. I don't want to live in the world where cakes look like cake and pies look like dogs or wagon wheels. I don't like that. I like the cake to look like a goddamn cake. I want it to be chocolatey. I don't want to stare at my nephew in his baseball uniform. What happened to this society? When did these votes go down?
I once jumped. I thought it was a bicycle. I jumped on it. It was a cake. I looked like a perfect ass.
Are you kidding? I had an intruder in my home a few months back and went for what I thought was a shotgun. Turned out to be a cake.
You look like a real jerk to the burglar.
My uncle died because he had a massive coronary at an airport, and they went for the defibrillator, and it turned out to be made of nothing but sugar and frosting. It was a cake defibrillator.
That would be funny if he hadn't passed.
Yeah, it would be. We'd be laughing. Shannon?
Huh?
Yeah, evidently you can put any image on cake now. Soon, our military will be making cake bombs and have cake battleships.
Oh, I made a cake bomb before.
You did?
Yeah.
How did that work?
I just shaped the icing to look like a round bomb and put a candle on the top. And I wrote, you're the bomb on it.
Oh, you're the bomb.
Now listen, Shannon. Unless your voice box has been destroyed from performing copious amounts of oral sex, we may not have a deal. That may be your only salvation here.
Shannon has a cold.
You have a cold. All right. All right, what do you look like?
I sent pictures.
Oh, yeah, it's tough. It's tough to overcome.
I'm tall.
You're tall?
Yeah.
How big are you?
5'9".
And he means breast, by the way.
She is sounding more and more like the spotted Chewbacca with each passing comment. It's a giant.
It's unclear whether there were lady Chewbaccas or not, or did they have to mate with humans?
Oh, no. There's Wookiees. We have Wookiees of every gender, religion, creed.
They have a whole community.
Sorry, your nerdness. So, Shannon, you're tall. How else would you describe yourself?
Furry?
I have blondish, reddish, brownish hair.
All right, you can't use three colors.
That's tough.
Yeah.
All right, and what else?
I have green eyes.
Green eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
And cuddly.
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 Yeah. That could be a euphemism for fat. How much do you weigh?
Well, that's the title you gave
like
me.
160.
Oh, I did? Yeah, cuddly.
160.
I'm massive.
You're massive. What's an average? Well, but Wookiees are 9 foot tall, right? I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. She's 5'9". So that's, you know, she's a tall girl. She may be a little bit on the bigger
side.
All
right, her parents are mixed. Just Chewbacca was the father.
Right.
Yeah. She's half Chewbaccan.
Shannon? Huh? All right, but let me do some radio. You say you're 5'9", 160. All right, let me do some radio math here for a second. Because if you say you're fine, the radio is no different than the internet. If you say you're 160 pounds on the internet, what are you really coming in? You know what I mean? 5'9", 160 translates in about 5'7", and 11/16", and 173. Yeah. You know what I mean? I will guarantee you that if we bring her in right now and she gets on the scale, she cracks 170.
Yeah, yeah. It's a proven fact. Yeah.
Yes.
Really? It's a proven fact. This is a complicated
it's well
algorithm.
Documented. That's right. Shannon?
Huh?
Where do you live in Los Angeles?
I don't live in Los Angeles. I live in Orange County. I live in Laguna Niguel.
Can you come down here?
Yeah.
Come down to the station?
Now, when I say here, I mean Earth. It's a broader
she's
definition.
Up on, she's up on Tatooine right now.
Planet Wookiee.
What time do you have to go in and draw my nephew's face on a cake?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Now, we're going to bring you down, and we're going to weigh you, but if you're over 170, we're going to call you a liar.
Oh, my God, no.
Uh-oh.
So be honest now.
There's a scale in the corner of this room.
No. I can't go down there.
All right. But you're not 160. You're more in the 175 range?
No, I'm 160 or 170. I haven't
Or 170.
Or 170.
All right.
Oh, come on. I have to lie by 10 pounds.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'll tell you, while her voice is intoxicating, she may be a little big for Billy. I mean, really?
I don't think so.
We're talking about 175, 180
bad.
Now.
Well, you didn't ask the most important question, which is, you know, what's the chances of Billy, you know, making
there.
Time? Second base at minimum.
Shannon, what is the chances of young Billy grabbing some boob and not Bruskus?
Jeez.
Okay, that didn't sound promising.
I know.
Because that could take off 20 pounds right there, right?
Right.
And female Wookiees have like 8 nipples, I think.
Really?
He can't touch
all
one.
All he needs
of them.
Is one. Melinda?
Yeah?
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh. 17.
Nice.
Maybe a little underage.
I'm 17 too.
Yeah, but that's different. What do you look like, Melinda?
I have, like, medium brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
Blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Tall.
Mm-hmm. No prom date for you, or do you go to...
I'm not in prom yet. I'm only a sophomore in high school.
Sophomore?
At 17?
Yeah.
Held back.
Yeah.
I didn't get held back. I took a year off school.
Yeah, I think we all did that between third and fourth grade. I wanted time to find myself, so I hitchhiked across America. And I know you followed the Fish tour, and I know you're grateful you were deadhead when you were nine. And my sister took a year off backpack through Europe when she was 7.
Yeah, my sister wrote a novel.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just find yourself, and then reprioritize, refocus, reenergize, and then you get back to the third grade. Why did you take a year off? And don't make me feel bad by saying you're horribly burned.
No. I just had a lot of family problems.
Okay, hold on a second. Now, let me tell you what that translates into in the real world. A mess. She will get drunk and start crying, but she puts out. That's what family problems.
This is an interesting situation. The referee dropped the flag on the field on this one.
Oh, really?
Do you proceed with making fun, because the family issues thing
that
might be something dark.
That could go a lot of ways, yeah.
All right, well, what is the ruling? What is the initial ruling on the field? Making fun?
We should continue
to make fun of her.
Take the chance and continue with it, but the referees disagree. They're taking it to the booth.
Well, go under the hood and let's figure this out.
Yeah. Right, he's coming back out from under the hood, and they're going to see should continue to make fun. Here he is. Well, I don't know.
What's wrong with the referee?
He's coming.
What's wrong with Dave is the question.
Well, you know.
It
takes a long time. That's the worst thing about instant replay review.
You know what would be faster? Baking a cake.
Did I catch you off guard, Dave, when you called for it?
Yeah.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
Okay. We can continue to make fun of Melinda. Well, that's the way it goes. Melinda?
Yeah?
How severe were these family problems? Anyone go to jail?
No.
Anyone die?
No.
Alcoholism?
No.
Drug abuse?
No.
Incest?
No.
Or what were the family problems that held you back a year from school?
I really can't say.
Hmm. And was it 1 year or two? Because aren't sophomores usually 15 and you're 17?
Yeah,
but it was only 1 year. I was in homeschool for like 3 years.
Okay. This is a disaster.
I disagree.
She's a Mennonite.
Billy needs... Look at Billy. Take a good hard look at him. Billy needs someone who's got emotional problems. And this girl very well may have plenty of them. Family issues.
How do I need somebody?
She's 17. She's a sophomore. She's messed up. This is exactly what Billy needs.
But let me tell you something. He's a dustpan, not a shop vac. He can handle a little mess, but he can't clean up the entire garage.
Interesting.
I have to tell teenagers this all the time. There's a lot of women out there. Here's the deal. When your family is crazy and your woman, you're crazy. Guys can persevere. Guys will just play football and get into a street fight or two, maybe drink a little too much beer. Women, their wiring gets all thrown off when they're young and the family's a mess, and guys don't know this and it's way too much for them to handle. It's like your first car should not be a 1960s British sports car. Wiring trouble, carburetor trouble, too much. Seems sleek, seems fun, sounds nice when it's running. Too much car for you. You don't have the tools, you don't have the know-how, and you don't have the pocketbook to deal with it. I need someone who's less trouble. We need to take ourselves a break. I'm going to think about this. But at least we have some potential people that are interested. Somebody met Billy a night ago. Hold on, Nicole?
Yes.
You met Billy?
Yes, I have. I met him the night before last night.
All right. And what do you think of Nicole, Billy?
She is... smoking hot.
Smoking. Smoking. I like the way you say smoking,
well, thank you,
too.
Brian, thank you.
What'd you think of Billy?
I think he's awesome. He's a really cool kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. How old are you?
I'm 17 as well.
All right. Hang on a second.
Okay.
You want to go to the prom with him?
Yes, I do. I would love that.
And you would do more than hold hands with him?
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
She's open to it.
You're That's open to it.
I guess you'd say that.
All right, hold on. Smoking hot.
Wow.
Smoking.
Wow. All right, we'll take a break. Robert Schimmel, the greatest comedian in the world, is waiting in the wings. We'll bring him in. He has kids of his own. He can help dispatch a little advice on this, too. All right, we'll pick a prom date. Robert Schimmel will be in here. Perez Hilton's going to be the queen of all gossips, going to dish the dirt. Jim Belushi, Joe Ganascoli, Gay Vito, all coming up.
You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show.
This is Dave Attell. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM. And some flunky intern's going to pick up the phone and put you on hold. And you'll have to listen to probably Air Supply. It's worth it.
If you're going to wake up with a strange hairy man, it might as well be him. The Adam Carolla Show.
I have a 19-year-old daughter. She goes to college and has bought her a car, and I'm going to surprise her. So I go by the car. I call her up. She's going to meet me for dinner with her boyfriend at this restaurant that I'm with my wife. So then her boyfriend goes, "Boy, I wish you were my dad." I said, "Well, I don't, because then you'd be your sister."
Robert Schimmel. That joke went over gangbusters on the Extreme Home Makeover Cancer Edition. Robert Schimmel in studio. He's at the Bray Improv tonight through Sunday. I became a fan of Robert Schimmel's about, I must have been 9 years ago. Oh, maybe, hell, 10 years ago. I was flying out to Orlando to do a pilot called Ordinary Extraordinary. Me and John Ritter. The legendary, nicest guy in show business, by the way, John Ritter. God rest his soul. Flying out to Orlando, and I had a CD of Robert Schimmel's that was given to me by a producer from Loveline saying we should have this guy on the show. And I listened to it all the way to Orlando and laughed out loud.
Oh, thanks.
And it was then and there I became a fan of Robert Schimmel. How are you, Robert?
I'm great.
One of the things I like about Robert is he's an open book.
Yeah.
He speaks freely about his family, trials and tribulations.
Because I don't like... I'd rather be who I am than get busted for being some kind of phony thing. I had a thing... a week ago. I have a 15-year-old daughter. She goes to Santa Monica High.
Is she single?
Yeah, we can send her to the prom with Billy.
She calls me up from school and says, remember when you said I don't get in trouble if I tell the truth? That's not how you start a phone call.
Right.
It's never good.
Yeah.
I said, why? What happened? She goes, I was in the girls' room with my with one of my friends, and we were going to the bathroom, and five other girls were smoking in a stall. Mm-hmm. They left. Security comes in. Mm-hmm. There's my daughter and her friend, so they bust them for smoking. And she said, I go to the principal's office, and I said, well, did you tell her you weren't smoking? And she said, yeah. And the principal said, if I look in your backpack, am I going to find anything? And there's the pack of cigarettes.
Wow. So she was smoking.
Yeah. And then she said, at least I'm not pregnant. And I said, wow, that's great. The pregnant 15-year-old daughter that smokes.
I used that one on my dad when he busted me for weed in the 10th grade. At least I'm not pregnant.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, Pops. Every guy I'm with pulls out.
I said, didn't I have cancer like 5 years ago? And she said, yeah, but not from smoking.
That is a slap in the face. Dad, recovering from cancer, and you got a pack of butts with you. And here's the whole thing, too. When you're in high school, you don't need to smoke. You don't have real problems. It's not like, oh, man, my driver's ed teacher's really up my ass. I need to just blow off a little steam by blowing a butt in the girls' room. You know, when you get into the real world and you have real problems and real addictions, then that's the time to begin smoking.
Well, I say, this is great that she's honest, though, you know. Then I hang up, and then I get the phone call from the assistant principal saying, you know, we found cigarettes. That's why she called me, because she knew I was going to get the phone call from the school.
Right.
So then when my daughter comes home, I said, let me ask you something. Since you're being so honest today, would you have told me that story if you knew the school wasn't going to call? She said, no.
Wow. Well, she's keeping her honest streak alive.
Yeah.
By the way, Dad, you look like S. All right, that's enough with the honesty. Robert Schimmel is, as he's discussed, was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is a form of cancer, yes?
Yeah, it's a blood cancer.
And you... What was it? What was the percentage that you may die? Was it 50-50? Was there?
If my treatment didn't work, I had about 6 months to go.
Really?
Yeah. And if it did, I had a 49% chance of going 2 years without it coming back, and I hit 5 years in December, so I'm a pretty lucky guy.
I remember reading about it years ago, and I remember hearing like, oh, it's a death sentence.
Yeah, it was perfect timing, too, because 8 days before that, Fox made the big announcement that my sitcom was picked up for 13 episodes, and it's going to premiere in the fall, and then I get diagnosed, and that was the end of that. So much for those physicals they give you at the studio. To see if you can.
They really just want to find out if you have herpes.
Yeah.
I've done it before. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're a religious man, but I am, and I figure the Lord just had more work. There were more family members for you to make fun of here on this earth before he took you up. Yeah. I like when the Lord claims a child and it's like, well, he must have needed him for something. Really? Couldn't have went by the Home Depot and picked up a few day laborers for that and needed my 9-year-old?
I know. They always, that or it's, God doesn't, give that to people that can't handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought you were such a strong child that he gave it to you. And did it change your life? I mean, did you start thinking about, I mean, ultimately, if you survive these things, is it a good thing? Does it change your perspective? Does it wake you out of your slumber?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah,
new appreciation for things?
Yeah, your priorities change when you get that, when that doctor says, you know, might be 6 months. And I said, oh, God. And he said, well, if I told you like a half a year ago that this was going to happen today, he said, would you have done things differently? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, then start doing it now. He said, why do people always wait until they get that kind of news before they go, if I make it, I'm going to, you know, do this and this and this and this.
Right.
And I always wanted to live right on the ocean, and I never did it. And I said, you know, when I get out of the hospital, I'm going to live on the beach in Santa Monica or Venice or for like a year. I don't care what it costs, but I'm going to do it. And so if I ever get sick again, I'll never, you know, say I wish I would have done that.
So and you then, did. You moved.
Yeah, well, I found out how much it costs to live on the beach. And I said, you know, a couple blocks away really isn't that bad. You can still smell the ocean and walk down
there. Yeah, when the wind's blowing, right?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
You're a fan of Robert's?
I am a huge fan of Robert Schimmel. I was wondering if I could get him to tell my all-time favorite joke ever, animal necrophilia.
I'd like to hear that.
See, coming right out of the story you were just telling, it seems so...
Yeah, apropos.
Yeah, that's too great.
Well, maybe perhaps Michael could tell the joke.
Yeah.
We'll see how big a fan he is.
All right. So, he goes, I heard some guy got arrested for animal necrophilia. He goes, how do you plead that? I'm sorry, Your Honor. I didn't know the cat was dead when I was effing it.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty good.
Good job.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
All right. Would you like to heap any more praise on Robert?
He's just the funniest comedian I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you for coming over the cancer.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. And you, you were with your wife. You got divorced. You hooked up with a younger woman.
Yeah, my daughter's friend.
Your daughter's friend. Yeah. Best friend.
Yeah, and they're still best friends.
And how old is this daughter now?
She's going to be 28 next month.
28. So this
but
was...
My wife is 30.
Oh, okay, so she's couple years old. But you're how old?
56.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look that old.
Yeah, you do. You look really very young.
Oh, thanks.
Not good, but young. Well, what I'm going to say about Robert is there's some guys that's smart. This is why I'm going to grow a huge beard and start packing on the pounds any second now and get a funny hat. If you're a guy and you just establish a look that's a little premature for your age, if you're bald, like Brian over here at age 19, or you do one of those things where you just pack on some weight and grow a big biker beard, you will perpetually be 44 years of age. Now, the bad news is when you're 27, you'll be 44, but when you're 68, you'll be 44.
It's a long-term investment, right? Yeah, getting a CD.
Well, I went through a whole thing. You know, when I was separated from my wife, legally separated, and filed for divorce, and then I was living with Melissa, who's my wife now, and then I got diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't tell my girlfriend then, if I had 6 months, I wanted to be with my kids, so I pleaded with my ex to go back home because I wanted to spend time with my kids. And, wives never really forget when you live with another girl. It's,
because
I remember being really sick and laying on the floor at home one day and like throwing up and I couldn't move. And I said, you got to help me to the bed. And she said, where's your girlfriend now? And I said, well, you're not going to let her come over. And, she said, she's probably doing it with somebody right now in LA while you're laying in your vomit. And I said, no, she's not. She's not a morning person. And she said, don't defend her. And she's still bitter. I mean, like all these years later, she wouldn't see Brokeback Mountain because she said they cheated on their wives.
Wow.
That was the reason why she wouldn't see it.
Well, it's one of those things where you don't want to wait till you're stricken by cancer to move by the beach or bang your daughter's friends.
Right.
I agree.
Live every day like it's your last.
That's right. Semper Fi, or whatever the hell Robin Williams
Carpe
would yell.
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem. That's my point. Would have been funny if he screwed up and yelled Semper Fi and got bayoneted by the class. All right, Robert Schimmel in studio. He's going to be at the Bray Improv tonight through Sunday. He's going to hang with us.
Yeah, and it's a fun drive, too, from L.A.
In sports. What do we got coming up, by the way, Teresa, in news?
Well, Terry Hatcher is still fielding questions about her tryst with Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be a question, very interesting question. Does chasing women shorten your lifespan?
Mm.
We may have some thoughts on that. And then I might even talk about Bush.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Robert Schimmel hanging with us, and we'll be right back with news and sports after this.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Harlan Williams, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show with your ears. But for a little change, use your eyes.
We'll be right back with more on The Adam Carolla Show.
I took my daughter to the circus. She said, Daddy, how do they teach a bear how to ride a bike? I said, it's easy. They nail his feet to the pedals, and they beat the shit out of him. He's not riding, he's running. He just happens to be attached to the bike.
Robert Schimmel in studio. You can find him at the Brea Improv tonight through Sunday. And if you want to see stand-up, you go see Robert. I saw Dave Attell and was talking about it the other night. I thought he was a great stand-up. There's a lot of good stand-ups. Yeah. And a lot of people do that thing where they go, hey man, when I saw Robert Schimmel take the stage or Dave Attell do his stand-up back, man, that inspired me to get into comedy. That pisses me off. When I see people that are really good, it's like when I see a guy on the bench press do 460 pounds before me, it inspires me to drink beer in the parking lot, not to hop on the bench press. I want to see a guy who sucks. That inspires me to go into comedy.
I worked 2 weeks after 9/11 in Chicago at this club, and my opening act was a guy from Pakistan, and he was wearing a turban, and he had a beard, and the audience really did not go for this guy, and he was funny, and they were just yelling out obscenities at him, and he was sweating. He had a sweat on the turban. It's just really a bad look.
But it's a great John Cougar album.
Yeah. And he brings me on stage. I said, how about a hand for this guy? And they were going, boo, and, you know, tell him to go fornicate with himself. And so I said, you're connecting this guy with 9/11? I said, that's just because he has a turban on and a beard. I said, you think he's like a terrorist posing as a crappy comic in Chicago waiting for a phone call? If this guy really had a bomb, he would have blown himself up 15 minutes ago after halfway through his set because you guys weren't laughing. It was just so bad.
Schimmel is going to hang with us through the news, through the sports. The super foxy Amy McCarthy, who's a playmate, cyber girl, and Jenny McCarthy's younger sis is out in the hall.
We'll
bring her in a couple of few. But first, the news with Teresa Strasser.
Politicians demanded answers from the Bush administration yesterday about reports that the National Security Agency has been collecting data on the phone calls of ordinary Americans to build a database of every call made in the country. The alleged spying, reported yesterday by USA Today, was not confirmed nor denied by the president, but here is what he did say.
The privacy of ordinary Americans is fiercely protected in all our activities. We're not mining or trolling through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
Oh, my God. He's so calculated.
Yeah. Strategery.
Of innocent Americans.
I got to say this, though. I really could give a rat's ass about this stuff. I just think it's everyone's sort of paranoid narcissism that makes them think that the government is actually interested in them. Here's what the government wants. Your goddamn money.
Exactly.
And look, you left-wing liberal pussies. You want to go complain about something? How about them taking 40 cents out of every dollar you make? You want to give them 50 cents to me? I would let them listen to every goddamn thing I ever had to say if I could keep just another quarter of my dollar. You could put a lav mic in the bathroom of my house. As a matter of fact, why put a mic there? Just have a guy stand with a clipboard and a stenographer in my bathroom if I could save just a little more money on taxes. That's the part that's intrusive about the government. The intrusive part is what are we, the beginning of May? All right, in the bracket that I'm in, I just finished paying the government yesterday. Now I get to keep the rest of the money. The first 5 months, I don't get to keep that. That's intrusion, everybody. There's a camera in every intersection taking a picture of you. No problems there? This is a problem? Please, forget it. Let them listen all they want. You don't do anything. They don't want to lock you up. You didn't do anything because they want you to pay.
Yeah.
They want you to pay taxes. That's all they want. They want your vote and they want your money. Those are the two things they want.
Well, speaking of people that do want to come to this country, may or may not pay taxes, 56 illegal immigrants were found trapped in a refrigerated trailer Wednesday in Texas. The key was in the ignition, the refrigeration was left on, and the immigrants were bunched together to avoid the icy walls. No one was injured, and most were returned to Mexico by Wednesday night. Two suspected smugglers have been arrested.
The part where they abandon the truck or the van without just flipping the latch at the back to let the Mexicans go free into their natural habitat or go ahead and turn the thing on. But it is funny. It's feast or famine. Either it's 110 degrees and it was 170 inside the van and they all died of exposure, or it's freezing. How about a nice 68 degree van?
Something more moderate.
Well, at least they were fresh when they sent them back.
retained all their nutrients. In entertainment news, Terry Hatcher is still facing questions about her romantic encounter with Ryan Seacrest. Here she is last night on David Letterman addressing it.
Oh, no, we weren't dating.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. I'm just a slut.
But do. Stop that.
That's a band.
Stop that.
Well, I kissed him once. It was caught on film. I can't deny it.
All right. To me, her vagina's jumped the shark.
Really?
It's
when
over.
When did it jump?
About 6 months ago. She was hot 6 months ago. Now she's emaciated and crazed. Her eyes, she's, first off, she went from a nice D cup down to a medium B, and she has that crazed look in her eyes, and I have to hear about her crying on her kitchen floor and her dating. She's officially nuts, and I'm officially done with her.
Well, she's older now, too, and now her bosoms have taken up residence on either side of her navel.
Yes,
new neighborhood.
They have, and I'll tell you, the Corollas have pulled up stakes, and we're moving out of that neighborhood.
Good for you,
I'm moving
sir.
Back to Boobville and Plentywood, Montana.
Well, plus, here's the other thing with Seacrest. I saw last night, he is definitely giving credence to your hypothesis that Seacrest set the whole thing up with Terry Hatcher, the makeout session, planted the photographer to get the picture of him. Now, he's showing up, he's making the scene with his ex-girlfriend, who's relatively hot, too.
Yeah.
Now he's suddenly photographed with another woman.
Oh, yeah, but they're just friends. Yeah.
Well, it was sad because I saw Hatcher on Oprah, and mm-hmm. she told the story that they went on group dates a couple times. Then the photograph that you saw of them kissing was on their first alone date, mm-hmm. and after the photo came out, he called her and said, I just can't see you anymore.
It's also weird and creepy when you look at the covers of the magazines. There's Vanity Fair. There's a picture of Terry Hatcher wearing a negligee and a thong back, and then the letters say, I was molested.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the molestation does.
Thank God I can do both, by the way.
I remember that with Paris Hilton when she had, after that video, when she said, my side of the story. I saw your side of the story on the internet.
And it wasn't well lit.
That's right, yes.
A science story. It's been pretty well established that women have longer lifespans than men. Now a researcher from the University of Michigan says he knows why. Competing over women is exhausting. According to the scientist, men engage in excessive risk-taking to get women, aggression, and suppression of emotion, all of which lower life expectancy.
Wow.
Do you relate to that?
You know, once you're married, the woman usually doesn't move a lot when you're having sex, so...
You don't burn a lot of
that's
calories.
Right.
Just,
no cardio?
Just, that's yeah. right. The guy's, like, killing himself, and she's just laying there going... just, know.
Plus, there's an Aqua Velva Just for Men chemical component that needs to be worked into that, too. I always like those commercials where the really good-looking guy with the jet black hair yeah. has the white beard, and you're like, whoa, what kind of spot is this going to be?
But honestly, when I read this story, and you know, you think about somebody like Billy, and you can actually feel how stressful it is to
it
compete
really
for women.
Well, here's the thing, too. When you need something and you're not getting it, it's stressful. When you're Billy and you need to get laid and it's not going to happen for another 150 years, that's stressful. It's like walking around hungry or thirsty the whole time. I think I would like, and you know, guys don't argue about this enough, the fact that women live 7 or 8 years longer than we do. We don't make anything about, when they start talking about equal work for equal pay
right,
and all
right.
that kind of stuff, we should start be screaming, you guys live 8 years longer than us. What's that worth to you? I'd like to even it out.
Right, like a Title IX with death.
Right, I'd like to even it out. Title IX with the Grim Reapers, the referee. I don't want to do it by moving the male age up, though. I'd like you ladies to come down.
Wow. Yeah.
Come down to us. Or we'll split the difference like a fight. You know, we fight at 154. You guys fight at 168. Catch weight 162. We'll see you there. Come down. Come down 4 years. We'll go up three. We'll see you there.
Well, they do say that men who live with women live longer. It's the chasing of the women that shortens the lifespan.
Yeah, but it's a living dead kind of thing. We died many years ago. We're just physically, right. we physically have a pulse, but we're for all intent and purpose, we're dead.
I never like chasing women. That's where Rohypnol comes in handy.
why chase them when you can let your daughters go out and just do your
that's
bidding?
That's right. Dad, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Not hot enough. Go back. Bring back another.
My daughter's so open-minded. I said, I just visited her in New York. You know, she was writing for In Touch magazine, and I said, this is horrible. I mean, she goes to these parties and then calls me up and goes, you're not going to believe it. Here's who has herpes, here's who's cheating, here's who...
Who does have herpes, just so I know.
She has two girl roommates, and there's one bathroom. She lives in... So I said, I got to go pee, and her girlfriend's in the shower, and she said, you can go in there, just don't look. And I said, come on. And she goes, let me go ask her. And the girl goes, Mr. Schimmel, you can come in here, just don't open the curtain.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? And she's like 27. This year.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I relate. I also have a lot of inappropriate boundaries.
Yeah.
And
That's hot.
Caused a lot of trouble. Okay, opening in the movies this weekend, Poseidon, starring Kurt Russell, Just My Luck with Lindsay Lohan, and Goal, The Dream Begins, a movie about a Mexican-American immigrant in L.A. who chases his dream to play soccer. Mm-hmm. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that is the news.
It's time. Mexican playing soccer. Don't hear about that often.
Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Hey, nice change of pace. Brusco over there gave me the short sports card. Let's make this extra long.
All right.
All right. I will speak and make my words brief, but there are no NBA playoff games last night. Tonight, though, Shaq Fu and his chums in Jersey. And in L.A., the Phoenix Suns come to town. Steve Nash, MVP, and his pals come at 7:30 at the Staples Center. Game 3, series tied at 1. Now, for the good news and the bad news in our national pastime. It's time for the winners to come on down.
All right.
San Diego Padres, come on down. San Francisco Giants, come on down. You are the next contestants. Well, not contestants.
So they're winners.
Yes, they've won. Now, both lists are shortened today. Both lists are shortened today. It's like winning a prize. What do you mean you're confused?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Put me on your list.
I will put you on my list. What do you mean you're confused?
I wasn't. Go ahead.
They just won something. They were called down, much like The Price is Right. But you didn't say that.
Yeah. All right, let's just keep
clear
going.
Clear as motor oil. Let's
Brusca,
go.
Keep it shut, or I'm going to make it an extra 20 minutes. Now, of course, there's some bad news to share, too.
And let me explain something about 20 minutes. It's like dog years. His actual 20 minutes is going to feel like 3 days.
True and true. Now, there's some bad news.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear your name called here, I'm going to need you to stick around after class some extra tutoring.
All right.
I don't think the Price is Right music is appropriate, though, for this bad news. Things didn't work out for these two. You're going to need to stick
something
behind.
Something extra brave.
Right. Oakland Athletics. Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, one game under 500 now.
17-18.
Yes. Beautiful. What a sport.
Now, I want to play this, though, for you. Rick Sutcliffe, you remember the great pitcher for the Cubs. Now he's a broadcaster with ESPN and stuff. He went into the San Diego Padres broadcast booth the other night with Matt Vasgersian, who calls the Padres games, and apparently he'd had a few. Mm-hmm. He was out golfing, got too much sun, mixed with the booth.
Dehydrated.
Right.
Take a listen to Rick Sutcliffe.
Matty, what are you still doing here in San Diego?
Red Baron, you were, hey, by the way, you were
Matty,
the answer to a trivia question earlier.
No, matter. You were the everybody on earth has been trying to steal you.
We were at Dodger Stadium.
The Dodgers, the Cubs, ESPN.
2 weeks ago.
What are you still doing here?
I think Schimmel may have slipped him a roofie. He told me he always wanted to be the big leaguer.
Wow. What are you still doing here? Broadcasting the game.
Okay. Yeah.
The game still happens.
But look, I'm fine with these guys getting loaded. They're not airplane pilots. You know, they sit around and talk about the world's most boring game from a stadium, you know, from the balcony level of a stadium. Let them get loaded.
It's benefit.
Better.
It was one of the many benefits of retiring as a multimillionaire at 40. You get to get drunk and go out golfing.
I would definitely watch or listen to more baseball if they did, like, three shots an inning or something like that. So if it went into extra innings, these guys were vomiting. Screaming at their mother they never loved them.
Now, finally, I have some good news and some bad news more, but this from the Stanley Cup playoffs. Last night, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks finished off the Colorado Avalanche in their series. They swept them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, you know, and by the way, so Teemu Selanne took care of his end of the bargain. Mm-hmm. Teemu wins.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pining for Teemu versus Chichu, Shark.
Right.
Now, Teemu took care of his end of the bargain. I have another song.
Mm-hmm.
I've crafted another song about Chichu and Teemu.
It's not the Lionel Richie one from yesterday.
No. Not
can we hear song. A snippet of that?
I wish I could play it for you, Adam.
Why
and I wish
you?
I could play you the new one. But, you know, Teemu and I... No, it has nothing to do with Brusca, as a matter of fact.
Right.
It has to do with the fact that Teemu and I were making songs, he's scoring goals, taking his team to the next round. Chichu
not
had
doing
a chance to get up 3-0 the other night. He didn't do it. Listen, Teemu and I are not going to be trifled with.
Right.
I wish I could play the song for you.
I'll play it. You're killing me. let's hear the first one first. I want to hear the Lionel Richie one.
Chichu needs tough love.
So are they down? Now they're up 3-1, right?
They're up They're up 2-1, but they should be up a little
bit
more.
Maybe he needs your support.
Well.
Chee-choo, hey moo.
Wow.
Chee-choo and Temu.
It was a better time.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, that is the way it should be. Chee-choo. Now, you have a chance tonight to go up 3-1. Mm-hmm. I suggest you take that opportunity.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
So do you have a new song?
I do.
You do, but...
You won't play
I'm
it.
I'm not going to play it.
Until Chee-choo
Tough
does
love.
What?
Until that, let's see what Chee-choo and company do over the weekend. They play tonight, and then again
How about
over the
just
weekend.
A sample?
No.
You know when you buy music at the iPod music store, the Apple music store, and they let you hear just 12 seconds just to make sure it's the Zeppelin song you're thinking of? Mm-hmm. How about you give us just a taste?
Well, yeah. Here's the problem. Rich Banks' email was flooded.
Oh, okay. We don't have it.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Good to know.
Robert Schimmel, everybody.
It's going to be still here.
He'll be much funnier than Damashek at the Bray Improv tonight through Sunday. You go to robertschimmel.com, you figure out how to get tickets, CDs, whatever. Maybe his daughter's got a hot friend you can bang. Go on the website, find out all about it. Amy McCarthy is coming in here. She's the younger sis of Jenny McCarthy. Also, Playmate Cyber Girl. We'll talk to her in a second. Robert, thanks a heap.
Oh, thanks for having me in here.
We'll be right back after this.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Peter Griffin, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. He's about as good as it gets. Almost as good as... hot Asian chicks.
This is what a year and a half of junior college sounds like. The Adam Carolla Show. Coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show, we got to give away $1,000. So we're going to give it to whoever knows more about the Adam Carolla Show than Dave's mom. Plus Perez Hilton's Hollywood Happenings, Jim Belushi, Gay Vito from The Sopranos, and a lot more. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
That's right. Right now, your mom will play that game, right, Damashek?
Well, she initially refused, but then she heard that there were people who challenged her ability to win, and then, like a prize fighter, she got called out.
That's yeah. Amy McCarthy is in studio. How are you, Amy?
Great. How are you?
You bear a striking resemblance to your sister, Jenny.
I do.
Sure you've been told that?
Every day.
But you're the younger sister.
I am the younger sister. I'm the youngest of four girls in the family.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's great to say that when people say you're the youngest.
I'm do they all look like you guys?
The oldest one has like short black hair. The other one dyes her hair red. But mm-hmm. if we all had blonde hair, it'd be... scary mm-hmm. with all of us together.
How and you're what did your father do or what does your father do?
My dad is retired, but he worked at a steel mill called mm-hmm. Central Steel and Wire.
And so let's see, that's my I don't know. Were you guys a nightmare for him and your mother? I mean, a bunch of hot, I mean, you guys are energetic to say the least.
Yes.
You guys all running wild, boy crazy, and all that stuff.
You know what? My sisters and I all played sports, except for Jenny. She was a cheerleader and boy crazy. And mm-hmm. so my dad tried to keep us busy. So mm-hmm. he wouldn't let us, you know, talk on the phone to boys until we were 16 and date. And so I would hide in the basement and talk on the phone.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, look, here's the whole thing. Like telling your 16-year-old daughter or 16-year-old son not to get on the computer and get onto MySpace and chat with members of the opposite sex, or don't make the phone calls or crawl out the window at night. That's not going to work. There's a hormonal imbalance that compels them to do it. It's like telling a pedophile, yeah, leave the 8-year-olds alone, would you, Pops? No, you have to dart them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give my kid some kind of horse pill or something on their 13th birthday, and that'll be that. You have to change them.
Just keep them busy reading books or something like that.
They're not going to work.
And the sports thing, that wouldn't work? Because
it did. It did work. I mean, they had us in all during the summer. We were in... I played basketball all through high school, college, so they made us sure that we were in camps all summer long.
Mm-hmm. And now you're getting naked on Playboy.com. Cyber Girl of the Day. Now, how about your mom and dad? How they feel about the whole two daughters in Playboy thing?
Great. I mean, at first with Jenny, they were shocked. I mean, they were on a cruise, actually, when her pictorial came out.
Mm-hmm.
So they were.
They had no idea.
Oh, no idea. The relatives were calling her house saying, how dare you do this?
What's Jenny's motive for springing that on people, letting that be a surprise? No preemptive sort of made them want to be on the lookout for this.
No, they came home and we were getting the phone calls. I mean, we knew because my parents were obviously away. Mm-hmm. And when they came back, it was just like, holy cow.
Now, this is pre-singled out.
Yes.
So this is a while ago now, actually. I mean, we're going back.
It was 1993 and 94.
Really? So we're going back and she's 34 now and you're 30 or something like that?
I'm going to be 30. She's 33.
She's 33. All right. I didn't mean to make
you
too old.
Women love that. That's okay.
Then you were. I could have been off by a month and a half.
Our society needs to get over that too, by the way.
We really should. And by the way, for guys, we work in decades. We don't care about a year this way, a year that way. We don't want to hear someone who's 33. We want to go, you got to go back to 23. Point is you were then in high school?
I was still in high school, and it was crazy because all girls school, nuns walking around, giving me the looks like...
Special outfits?
Oh, yeah. I got called into the principal's office, and she was like, listen, this
you,
is you.
You were called in because Jenny was in Playboy.
Yes. And every time I would walk around in the hallway, they would be like, talking about me. And I said, listen, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'm right here. You don't have to talk behind my back.
Say it to my face, nun.
Yeah.
Bobby.
The principal brought me in, and she was just like, listen, Jenny makes, you know, her own decisions. We don't hate her for what she did. Mm-hmm. So that made me feel better.
She went to the school. She's an alum of the school as well.
Yes.
The all-girls.
Mother
Catholic.
Macaulay High School.
And you guys had, what was the outfit? What was the uniform?
A white little collared button-up shirt.
Slow down.
And a little skirt.
And speed up just a little. I'm done. Thank you.
You're
Robert Schimmel, everyone, is going to be at the Bray Improv. Where were we? White blouse, a little skirt. Checkered skirt, blue checkered.
It depended on the year. Like if you were a freshman, you would keep that skirt for 2 years. So I think I started with like a blue skirt. And then as I went up to my junior and senior year, it turned gray. So
we had that.
There was a girls' school down the street from where I lived, and they got to wear different shoes. The underclassmen got to wear sneakers, and the seniors got to wear penny loafers. They had some sort of shoe regimen. I don't know how it worked.
We weren't allowed to do that. We couldn't even wear like a t-shirt underneath our blouse. We would get a detention.
Yeah, right.
What about knee socks?
Yeah, how about knee socks?
No, they had to be like ankle.
So just ankle socks and the stripper pumps, huh?
Exactly.
Fantabulous. What an outfit. Really does. I don't want to sound like a weirdo, but because the whole Catholic schoolgirl outfit thing has been sort of destroyed by dirty old men, perhaps we should throw them into something else other than the tantalizing... You know, I mean, why don't you just dress them as French maids? It's just as good for the fellas.
It's the equivalent now.
Yeah, the janitor's got the same wood as he would. I mean, imagine janitor at that gig. Were there any guys you had male teachers and that
male
kind of...
Male teachers. Some of them turned out to be a little creepy and asking the girls out on dates. They for sure got fired.
But if you put them in orange jumpsuits and that kind of stuff goes the way of the dodo. Right. It's the weird little mini skirts. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like super mini. You had a certain... Some girls would like roll it over.
Yes.
And they'd be like, no, you have to roll that down. You can't keep it that high.
And nuns running the school?
Oh, yeah. They definitely were. They were
so bizarre.
They were scary. I mean, growing up, I went out to Catholic school from kindergarten up, so I was used to it. But then once I got to college, it was like, boys in my classroom? This is weird.
So you went boy crazy yourself.
I did.
So was Jenny always sort of the hyperactive child?
She was the one that would sneak out the window at night and hiding around the corners to make sure she would meet her boyfriend that was probably a couple years older than her.
Weird. It seems like, you know, it's one of those things where you try to figure out, is it nature? Is it nurture? Maybe it's neither. I mean, maybe some people just are born with a metronome that's like tick, 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 and they're that way from the time they're 7 till the time they're 77, and there's 3 other sisters, and none of them are like her at all, and I have no idea how that works, because you both have the same parents, the same sperm, and the same egg.
I don't know. Maybe because she went to, a different... college? She went to Southern Illinois, and I know that's a huge part of school.
But she was that way since 12, right?
I guess she was. She was always boy crazy. That's true.
Sheck, are you primed? Is your pump primed with the game that
we're
going to
play? It right now?
Well, maybe we'll take a break and then play it.
We got to do it now. Right?
We got to do it now? Yeah. All right, well, no problem with that. What do you say there, Damashek?
Let's do it. Let's play. Before we begin, though, let's explain what it is. Mm-hmm. Amy, you are making picks. You're making stock picks right now? Explain your end of this.
Oh, boy. Well, TradingMarkets.com teamed up with Playboy to pick 10 girls, and they had to choose 5 stocks. And throughout the year, at the end of the year, whoever has the highest percentage gets $50,000 towards their charity, which mine is talking about curing autism.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, my stocks are doing terrible.
And you played basketball.
I did play basketball.
Well, there we go.
Very now, nice.
Go ahead,
so now
Dave.
We will play a game called NBA player or tech stock. You have to identify the NBA player or tech stock.
Okay.
And this is NBA player or tech stock.
All right, let it begin. The first name, this is the understands, either the name of a tech stock
okay.
or of an NBA player. You tell me which it is. Owosu.
NBA player.
Rejected.
No.
Correct.
Boy, the anticipation. Wait.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Number two, Delonte.
That's an NBA player.
Yes.
Woo. All right. Very nice. All right.
So we do five. You're batting 500 right now.
That's correct. Number three, Abington.
That is definitely a stock.
He is on fire.
All right. So you're two for three.
Right on.
Good job.
You're doing nicely. He is on fire. Interesting.
Yes.
Don't blame me. Blame Marv. He's always behind the person anyway. He's never in front. Like,
yeah,
he bites them on the back, so he doesn't
have
a man or a
yeah.
woman. All right. Number four, Kintel.
Stock.
No good.
Oh. Kintel Woods of the Knicks.
Now it's down to this,
terrible.
Right?
So if you want to break 500 on this.
Okay.
Two for four, yeah, you gotta go 3 for 5 in order to win the game.
Number five. Danka.
Stock. A stock.
Oh, what a move. And the foul.
Right on.
And the foul. Oh, okay. So you win.
And
right,
one.
She wins it.
Oh,
nice.
Yay.
Nice job. All right. I want to thank.
Or tech stock. I bid you all a good morning.
I want to thank Amy McCarthy for coming in. Playboy.com, Cyber Girl of the Day. Give your sis a goose from me.
I will.
And I mean all of them.
Okay.
And your mom.
I will.
And Granny's still alive?
No.
Well, is there one that's alive?
No.
Well, dig her up and give her a goose from the Ace Man.
I will.
All right. Thank you. Amy McCarthy. Who's coming up? Dave's mom in the trivia competition. Perez Hilton, queen of all gossip. Jim Belushi. Gay Vito. Joe Ganascoli also going to be on the show. We'll be right back with all that after this.
AdamCarolla.com. It's so much better than internet porn.
This is Republican Representative Richard Martin, and you're listening to the devil-loving Adam Carolla Show. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM. And then go pray.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, Adam, what year did your sister go to Amelia Earhart? I went there myself, and, well, I was just wondering if I knew her.
Dude, Adam, you need to let your wife breastfeed.
I was running late for class, and I had to sit at a left turn signal that was red. And it was clear, so I went for it. And I want to thank you for that, because I didn't miss my final.
Yes, my friend. Let me just say something about traffic very quickly in this godforsaken town known as Los Angeles. People don't honk out here. I guess they're scared they're going to get shot. They honk in New York. They do honk if you cut them off or you get in front of them. They don't honk when you're parked at a signal and you're not turning right on the red and no cars are coming. And it struck me, this is when we need to honk. We don't need to honk when you get cut off. That's a guy trying to make time. God bless him. He's one of the good ones. We need to honk when you're parked at the red light turning right. It is perfectly legal in this county, in this city, in this state to turn right when the signal's red, but nobody knows that because they're from Poughkeepsie where it's illegal and everyone here is either a transplant from Mexico or some other part of the country where it's illegal to do that, if in fact they have laws at all in Mexico. There's certain things, there's certain reasons we need to use our horn in Los Angeles. We only use it to complain. We have such a pack of self-entitled pussies out here who just honk when they've been victimized. Oh, you cut me off. They don't honk when the person's not moving. Mm-hmm.
I honk through people to get people to move. I see people at lights where it's like, come on, buddy, turn right. There's no traffic coming. We can turn. The person behind them will not honk. But if you cut, if you even come close to getting in front of that person, that self-entitled puss who's behind that person, oh, he will lean on the horn because he's now been victimized.
Well, here's the key, though. If you're honking behind somebody, there's the aggressive complaint honk. Mm-hmm. Or do you do the helpful Are you good at that one?
No, yes, I can do that. I can massage and finesse my horn like a geeky kid can play Beethoven on a cell phone.
Right.
With
that's
the ringtones.
Because you can do it in a pleasant way. You can make the pitch the horn.
Yes. I did not get that yesterday when I was picking up Chinese food. I got the lay on it for a good 12 Mississippi. Signal was on, trying to make my way to the Chinese joint, and I thought to myself, listen, puss, I need you to honk your horn, not now. I need it when you're sitting, when the guy's going 28 in the 35 zone. That's when you get on the horn, you pussies. Please, Los Angeles. Let me just say this. Oh, Christ. I get fired up. But look, all we talk about in this city is, traffic, congestion and traffic. Too many cars on the road. Too much, we're burning too much fossil fuel. There's too many cars. We're not butting up. We're not moving. It's congested. The commute to work takes an hour and a half. That's a loss of productivity. It's all we ever talk about. Then we argue. Should we dig a tunnel? Should we add another bus? How about a monorail? How about a campaign that tells people to shake their goddamn ass? Now think about it. It doesn't cost a penny. But instead, every second we have, every dollar and every moment we have goes into campaigns about secondhand smoke and those stupid, the more you know, where Donald Trump says, hey, talk to your kids. How about you talk to your kids about moving their ass when they're on the road? We'll get a little more specific. Hey, talk to your kids. Smoke. Secondhand smoke. It'll kill, you'll cough your lungs out. Just shut up. Let's, instead of worrying about getting our computer stolen at the airport or secondhand smoke or talking to your kids, how about we get a little more specific? We could get this town moving 25% faster without laying 1 foot of monorail line, without putting one more bus on the road, without digging one more tunnel for a subway. We could move it 25% faster if we woke up and we got moving. And there was a campaign. How about just you can turn right on a red in this city? How about the fact that 75% on the road of the people on the road in this city aren't aware of that fact? How
about
that?
Service announcement right now.
Yes. Okay. Listen. Attention, tards. You can turn right in California on a red light when there's no traffic coming. Think about how that would alleviate congestion between 5 and 7 o'clock or whenever the streets are congested. How about Donald Trump does that?
Smoking sucks the air right out of your lungs, and you're going to need them for the rest of your life. Don't smoke. It kills.
Is this a revelation, by the way?
Wait a second. Smoking is bad?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was smoking 3 cigarettes at the time I heard this and blowing it into a wicker cage where I keep my nephews. And then Trump came on the TV and I went, whoa, wait a minute. You mean these aren't healthy treats? The more I knew, and I put the butt out right there. When did we become obsessed with secondhand smoke and not with traffic? And by the way, whatever damage is going on into your lungs with the airborne particles as you sit in gridlock is much worse than the secondhand smoke. I guarantee it. How about the fact that you can turn right when the signal's red in this? And how about the fact that nobody in this city, because everyone's a transplant, is unaware of that? And how about that campaign? We don't want to get into that campaign? No, we don't want to get this factory floor moving just a little bit faster. We don't want to pick up production. No, we want to argue over whether to add another lane to the 405. We want to argue on whether to put a monorail or a bus. How about we pick it up? How about we start writing tickets for people that are meandering and hanging out? How about the guy who didn't get into the left turn lane? He's going to turn left from the middle lane. How about he gets a ticket? How about the message isn't slow down? Oh, the CHP's out on the road. They're cracking down on speeders. How about instead of that message, speed it up or you're going to get a ticket. Shake your ass or you're going to get a ticket. Hey, this is the law. You know how there's a speed limit? That's one law. There's another law. You can turn right when the signal's red if there's no traffic. And if you don't do that, you're going to get a ticket. How about that? How about we just speed up the conveyor belt in this entire godforsaken factory we're all living in? Are pussies.
Or we could move on to my idea of teleportation. Listen, yes. We need
a more
to do
realistic.
This. Just because Jeff Goldblum went through a tough time, let him be the sacrificial right. lamb. All right, it didn't go out, but let's not. It didn't work out for him, but let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
He turned into a fly. Or right. half a fly.
It's a shame. I'm not saying it's not a shame.
I agree.
But it happened. It's over with. Let's move forward. Teleportation.
All right.
Well, just to clarify, you're not suggesting people break the law. In fact, you're suggesting...
I sort of am, yes.
No.
I would
legal.
Like people to drive a little faster, but in general, pick it up, you peons who are dragging your ass all over the town. Let's go. Let's just pick it up. Just pick it up. We don't have to build another road. We don't have to build a monorail. Just pick it up. Everyone pick it up, and that's the message that needs to be sent. All right. Sorry. Got going on a jag. Instead, we're constantly being bombarded with messages about secondhand smoke. Is there any impact that has on anybody you know?
I think we're all pretty well aware.
Yeah, I think we're hip to that. Now let's pick it up, pussies. Let's just get the Trump man to talk about that. All right.
Smoking sucks. The air right out of your lungs.
Yeah. Or better yet, the cryptic David Schwimmer to telling you to talk to your kids. The man who has no kids or who has a couple of kids he doesn't pay attention to on a sitcom. He's going to tell you, talk to your kids. Thanks, Dave. Where's my steno pad when I need it? All right. We're trying to play a game here. Are we pushed back a break now? Do we need to take a break, come back and get on time with this?
Sure.
Okay.
Decisive.
It's a great show. A lot of fun.
That's right. It was till I went
it
off
took
my,
a right turn.
My jag. It certainly did. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the trivia game. We have $1,000 to give away. Can you beat Damashek's mom? Mo Damashek, back in Beaver Falls?
That's right.
She'll be on the phone. She's the champ. If you can lick her, and I don't mean that in a weird way, Dave. No disrespect. If you can lick her, that $1,000 is yours after this.
Keep listening. He'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla Show, boy. This is the Drunk Tree mascot. What do you want me to read this? Adam Carolla Show, you're listening to it. And you can give him a call at 866-901-ADAM. I think I'm going to puke.
A million opinions. And only one eyebrow. The Adam Carolla Show. Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Somebody's going to win $1,000 today. And everyone else is going to be put to shame by Dave's mom.
Do you know the name of our black intern on this program?
Jerron.
1-0.
Think you can win? Give Adam a call at 866-901-ADAM. We're into the semifinals on the Adam Carolla Show.
She made short work of my mom yesterday. We had to enact the slaughter rule. It was really like watching Holmes and Randall Tex Cobb circa 1983. I got out of the broadcast booth after that. I said, never will we play this game again. Here's my mom's
barbaric beating.
Here's my mom's answer to the same question about the black intern.
How can you possibly expect me to answer that?
It was an interesting response.
A little angry.
Yeah, how do you expect me to answer something that has taken place on your show 30 or more times?
Yeah.
Well, you'd listen to the show and then you would give the answer. I guess, in a way, it's how all trivia works. You know, whenever someone asks a question that way, I think the response would be, well, you'd listen to the program, which the information was dispensed.
Right.
And that's how you would answer it.
So she's
not
gone.
Only no answer, but indignant that I would ask. All right. We've banished her to Machu Picchu. And now we have what's left is the cream of the crop. This is Dave's mother, Mo Damashek, the pride of Beaver Falls. And then we have listeners. Now, we have four people. We have Valerio, Chad, Neil, and Brandon. They made the cut in the 6 o'clock hour. One of them is going to make the cut here to go head to head with Mo Damashek for $1,000. Let's start with Valerio. Valerio?
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to try to thin the herd here, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions, all right?
All righty.
What is the major of the deaf frat guy at USC?
Communication.
vacation.
Mmm. Solid. Second part, bonus question. What is his minor? He has a second major. What's that?
Funneling beer.
Did I not hear that right?
Funneling beer.
Funneling beer. I'll accept that as an answer, yes. Hotel and restaurant management, but I'll accept funneling beer. Chad?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What sport does Adam's dream girl, Anastasia Ashley, participate in?
She's a surfer.
All right. Well, these are possibly
too rudimentary.
Let's try Neil. Neil?
Hey.
What's the name of my dog?
What is the name of your dog? God, I have no idea. Fat Tad?
What's that? Fat Tad?
I suggest that. Suggest now you go back to one of the other two and see if they know.
Interesting point. Valerio?
Yeah.
The name of my dog?
Molly.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Very good.
We have a savant here.
Neil's got to be gone.
Neil's gone. Yes, Valerio still remains. Brandon, let's speak to Brandon.
Baseman.
Yeah. Which celebrity guest do I refer to as my main man?
That would be Dad, Dave and Allie Greer.
Wow, that's solid. And a follow-up question.
Yes.
Kimmel and I have a love that is older than time and runs deeper than Lake Huron. But a man, another talk show host, got between us a few weeks ago. What was that man's name?
Was it Dr. Drew?
No, I'm sorry, Jay Leno.
Oh.
I did say another talk show host. I didn't say late night, but I'm sorry, Brandon. I think we're left with Chad and Valerio.
I have one for Chad then.
All right.
This one should maybe, this is an intermediate level question.
Mm-hmm.
What was Fat Tad's punishment for showing up late earlier this week?
Going to the bathroom, staying there the whole show.
Wow.
With speed, too.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Let's work one out for Valerio. Valerio.
Yes.
Ozzy, the great Oswaldo. What is his specialty on the grill?
Chopstick.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Mm. Valerio, you're of Hispanic descent?
Yeah.
All right, because we have an affirmative action program here, too. You can afford to lose a few. Yeah, that's right.
Nice. Hey, hold on one second. Hey, put that beer away. The foreman's coming.
Yeah.
I think swinging a
hammer.
I think that should give him passage into the finals. That's
well, I'm trying to think of a few that are a little tougher. Here's a tougher question. Here's a tougher question. Chad?
Yeah.
In the hobo power game,
mm-hmm.
50 hobo power is equal to what smell?
That's a cat that's eating blue cheese for a week, and then he defecates on a hot hibachi, and the plume of smoke that comes up.
Oh, no way.
I fear that Mo Damashek is in trouble.
I hope Mo is warming up.
Wow. All right, let me try. Valerio?
Yeah.
Who has made Dave Damashek's Creep of the Week for the past 14 straight weeks?
Oh, Billy Bonds, you see him fall over the stands last night? What a jerk.
I tell you, we're going to have to step it up. How old is our webmaster, Billy?
17.
Wow.
How many eyebrows does Adam Carolla have?
Uh-oh.
One, and it's nice.
Yeah. I got to tell you, we're at a crossroads here. We got to bring Big Tad in to settle this.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
These are two geniuses. Yes.
Yes. Where's Big Tad, by the way?
We're going to go get him. Why don't we talk to Perez, and then the tiebreaker will be who can get
Tad. Is Big Tad in the building?
Yeah, we're getting him.
He is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. If you want to talk to Perez Hilton and dish the dirt on the Hollywood stuff, I think I want to finish this off. If in fact Big Tad can make his way. By the way, Big Tad, 4 hours out of every show, sits there like a lump staring at the computer trying to figure out if the Iron Sheik is coming out of retirement. The one goddamn time you need him, and he's nowhere to be found.
Oh, can Dale Jarrett do it this weekend?
Yes. All right. Big Tad,
yes, sir.
There is. We need you because we need a tiebreaker. Pull the scale out and balance it out. I'm sorry it's come down to this, but what are you going to do? Valerio?
Yeah.
You and Chad are both...
I know, it's kind of rude, but it's like...
Chad.
Yeah,
over here, buddy. You're both amazing competitors.
All right.
I don't know who to pick. I think this could go on.
Listen, Adam, pick me because I'm doing this, and I'm driving a limo with customers in the back, and I'm unloading their luggage all at the same time. So I've got distractions.
All right. But
Valerio's also drinking beer on the job site.
Right.
So.
Drinking beers with you and more focus. I'm working here.
All right. Well, look, the only way to settle this is to figure out what Big Tad weighs and who's going to come closer to his weight. Tad, please do not shout anything out. Tad is fully dressed. I'll give you this much. He's off the diet. It looks as if he's put on weight, in my estimation. Valerio, whoever comes closer, no over, under, none of that. Whoever comes closer will win the opportunity to go up against Mo Damashek and win $1,000. Valerio?
Yeah.
How much does Big Tad weigh?
$378.
How dare you? Tad is officially insulted. Chad?
$325.
All right. Big Tad, get on the scale. Please. What does it say? $333.
Yeah.
So, Chad?
All right, I won.
Only 8 pounds off. Valerio?
That's
sorry.
A shame for Valerio.
It really is.
What about the affirmative action?
I'm sorry.
Chad, you're
worthy competitor. You'll be going up against Mo Damashek and a couple of few to win $1,000.
Okay, should I just stay on hold?
Yes. For a good hour and a half. just hang tight. We're gonna beat this thing out. We have Perez Hilton.
Now I go against it.
Oh, well, he's talking to his buddies.
He's bragging. No, to his customers in the back of the limo.
All right, hang on. There we go. All right, now, where were we? Yes, Perez Hilton, queen of all gossip. He has a webpage. It gets like 600,000 hits a day, they say. Perez?
Hello.
Where are you, Perez?
I am in London.
Ooh, la-di-da. What are you doing there?
Trying to meet some trashy British celebrities.
Really? That's it, huh?
They have them?
Oh, there's tons of them.
You
like they're all the. You know what's really interesting? They're a lot freer with certain things here.
Mm-hmm.
In the newspaper, there's one very popular newspaper called The Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, they just show naked pictures of girls.
I know. They have page 6 girls over there.
The page 3 girls.
3 girls, yes.
Bobby!
I go 6. Those are the fat ones. It's like 2 page 3 girls. So,
and then some of these girls end up becoming famous.
Yeah. No, Samantha Fox was a famous page 3 girl that ended up having a singing career later on in life.
Girls need love, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. You do, Perez. So, Perez, the queen of all gossip, and by the way, you can go to PerezHilton.com if you want to find out some of the latest gossip. What do you have for us today?
I'm sure you remember, because you know everything, right, Adam? Do you know Leif Garrett?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
well,
I do.
Do you know him personally?
Well, I only know him from coming on Loveline, the TV show, once, probably high on smack and being so completely out of it that the producers wanted to reshoot the opening segment, which is something we'd never done in 500 episodes. Of course, the Ace Man said, screw it, let's keep moving, and we did. He was completely out of it.
Well, he's going to have no choice but to get a little bit of help now. They've just sentenced him to 3 months in jail on more than one drug-related case against him. You know, I think that he should set an example for Pete Doherty, who's quite a bit of a mess here in the UK, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's who got Kate Moss into trouble, right?
Because they were dating, and then he's the one that one of his friends took all these pictures of Kate Moss. But I don't know if it was trouble. Ever since then, Kate Moss is making more money than she did before. She's a bigger star now.
Yeah, I saw her on a commercial just last night. I think it was Panasonic or some camera commercial.
Yeah,
she wasn't doing. Yeah, she wasn't doing blow in the commercial, but I assume she'd done it just before
and
just
after.
Yeah. Fine, listen, supermodels, get high all you want. Makes it that much easier for your tops to come off. Go to town. Keeps the weight down, keeps the tops off.
I know.
Keep going.
I'm very excited. Like, right now, as we speak,
speak live on the East Coast, Oprah is on The View. And they're expecting an announcement to be made or not be made. But it's been rumored that Star Jones is going to be leaving the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that Oprah's friend Gail King is going to replace her.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were going to make the announcement today. So the show's happening as we speak, so I don't know exactly if
I'll be following.
Made.
So yeah. Oprah's in the house to make the big announcement.
Allegedly. I mean, or to debunk it, but, you know, Page Six reported on it, the Fox News reported on that it was pretty much a certainty that she was leaving and that her agents were actually actively shopping her around, trying to get her a new deal. In fact, one of the ones that my sources tell me is that they went to Court TV to try to get her a gig on Court TV because she used to be a lawyer, and she talks on The View about how she still keeps up her bar
right.
and that stuff, so that in case she always has something to fall back on.
Right. Well, I could see that. It's a shame when bad things happen to good people.
I know.
We wish Star well. What else you got, Perez?
Well, what else do you want to know about? I'm still fascinated by my friend Paris Hilton. She showed up at this thing in Los Angeles yesterday called E3,
mm-hmm.
which
it's
is
a big
an
computer electronic thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And she came out with a video game.
Oh, really?
Something about playing with her jewels.
Oh.
But she didn't know the name of it, though. She came out, it's her video game, and she introduced it by the completely wrong name.
Yeah, well, she got, you know, she was busy. She showed up a little late. I'm sure she had some commitments beforehand.
Yeah, she has no idea where she is. I've been to a couple of functions that she's been at. She talks perpetually on the cell phone and has no idea what function she's at or what she's doing. Must be nice. So yeah, somebody invents a video game, markets it, does the whole thing, buys her name for a couple hundred grand, and she can't be troubled to remember the name of her own video game.
But it's actually a good fit because the video games are going to be available on cell phones. So you could download the game on your cell phone and then play it. And, you know, she's infamous for that whole cell phone sidekick hacking
right.
thing.
All right.
So that's good. And then there's this little show on television called American Idol, which, as we established when I was on your show last time, I don't have a TV.
That's
so
why I hate you.
I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But that Chris Daughtry dude was voted off.
Right.
And everybody was all sorts of shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But now he's got a future if he wants it. There's this band, which I'd never heard of, called Fuel. Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have. Well, I'm only saying that because if I say I haven't, Big Tad will crush me with his girth.
He's 333 pounds.
He's a huge Fuel fan. So
well, apparently they need a new lead singer, and they offered him the gig. However, you know, they all signed those, like, weird contracts that they can't do anything until after the Idol tour is done.
Yeah. It was the most corporately manufactured thing I've ever seen, was that Fuel, who has no career, and they had one hit back in the mid-90s, I think.
What was their big song?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. Ryan Seacrest, the host of Idol, offers it to Chris Daughtry through Entertainment Tonight or Extra, I think.
Yeah.
There's just this completely manufactured. I think that's how Zeppelin came together.
Yeah, there's a huge band. They're going to sign you. And here's the deal, though. If you're Chris Daughtry, you have to be torn because it would be nice to go out on the road with a real rock band as opposed to be with a bunch of 17-year-olds from Mississippi singing Up with People songs
wearing
for the summer.
Pants.
That's right. Do you have to wear the capris?
They make you.
Speaking of capri pants, Perez Hilton, I know you're wearing a pair right now.
I am.
The queen of the gossip in the capri pants. We need to take ourselves a break. You'll be in the flesh in our studio next week, dishing the dirt, Perez?
I'll be from Cannes.
Go to the Cannes Film Festival.
Ooh la la.
Well, you'll report
Jet Setter
from France next week on our show. Website, PerezHilton.com. Thank you, Perez. We appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. Be back with Jim Belushi and Gay Vito from The Sopranos after this.
Adam Carolla Show. This is what a year and a half of junior college sounds like.
Hey, this is Vinny Pastore. You know me as Big Pussy from The Sopranos. I'm dead and I'm hanging out with my boy Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla, you could call him at, what can we call him at? We could call him at 1-866-901-ADAM. You could fix that, right?
Come on, man, really?
Hey, forget about it.
A million opinions. And only one eyebrow. The Adam Carolla Show.
No, hold it, hold it, hold it. No way. I don't go down that aisle, honey. If those things really have wings, let them fly to the house on their own.
Jim Belushi on the phone.
Hey, good morning.
What's happening, Jim?
Happening.
You got According to Jim, obviously, but we're here to talk about the book, Real Men Don't Apologize.
Oh, yeah, it just came out, Adam. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm reading some of the tips.
Some of the tips are really good. Actually, that Publishers Weekly gave it a great review. I was shocked.
Because you're basically explaining how to cheat on your wife.
I damn not.
Oh, you laugh because she may be listening.
No.
But I've seen the book. Here's a good tip. I like, have a safety stash of porn. Now, I think you mean a decoy stash of porn, right? Maxim or Playboy, not the milking and popping.
No, no.
And the Assmaster 17.
No, no, no. You want the decoy. She catches the Playboy, the soft stuff.
Right. You leave the Playboy around, you leave the Maxim around, she just thinks you're heterosexual.
Right.
She doesn't know you're twisted, sick MF-er. And you keep the other. Jim, I've been telling young women to keep a decoy diary for years.
Have the one. Hey, that's a great idea, man.
Also, let's see, another way to get laid. I especially like this one. Way to get laid, compliments, especially shoes.
Shoes. Women love their shoes because from the ankle down, they always look like Cindy Crawford.
Yeah. There's no woman from the ankle down, really, that isn't affable.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sort of like Sir Walter Raleigh over here. The point is give the compliments on the shoes and just compliments in general, hair and eyes. Stay away from the boobs.
We've caught on to shoes a little bit.
Oh, you have?
Really? Yeah.
I love that. The nice shoes. Oh, thank you.
There is the danger of them thinking you're gay. If you focus on the shoes.
If you see a nice Prada shoes, they think you're gay.
Right. Now, what...
nice Manola blocks, then they know you're gay.
Here's a more graphic tip. Use the back of your tongue when performing oral on a woman.
Oh, don't reveal that stuff.
I can't help it. I'm trying to think about how I would do that.
Oh, that's a real tip. It's a real surprise in the book that you have to find. Don't give it away, Adam.
I think I'd have to invert myself to do that. I'm not sure.
It's a bit of a physics problem.
Oh, the back of the tongue.
Yeah.
You just you
find the spot, don't you?
Catch him on the downbeat, is what you're saying.
That's right.
All right, I like that.
No, it works.
So you're going to be, where the hell are you going to be? You're going to be at the Book Soup.
Sunset.
West Hollywood. But you're out in Rhode Island right now?
Yes. I'm shooting a movie for Disney called Underdog. Remember that cartoon, Underdog?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're doing a live-action version of that.
Who are you in the movie?
I'm the father. I'm the father of the boy with the dog.
Who's playing Underdog?
The voice of Underdog is Jason Lee.
My name is Earl.
My name is Earl.
Wow. Never fear,
cool.
Underdog is here.
Yeah, that's his line, not mine.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Maybe Wally Cox did the original.
It was Wally Cox.
Wow.
Very good reference, my friend. It was Wally Cox.
Yeah, meanwhile, I don't know what the capital of California is.
Not important.
It's not important. Evidently. Back of the tongue is more important than your world.
No kidding.
That's true.
According to Jim, fifth season, ABC Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. Wow, you know what's weird? Here's how you know you're getting old. The sitcoms that I think of new sitcoms, like According to Jim, new sitcom in my mind, five seasons already in the can.
Yeah.
Well, and Belushi, you're in the catbird seat now because now it's in syndication, right?
Syndication starts this fall, KTLA in Los Angeles, five nights a week.
He's halfway to $1 billion with this one.
Halfway to a bill.
He's filthy rich anyway. He has a big mansion in Beverly Hills. He has a cat woman living across the way.
That's right.
What happened with that whole story?
We had trouble, man. That's all.
Which cat woman was it, though?
Julie Newmar. Yeah, she's turned out to be a lovely neighbor. We had a misunderstanding, and we worked it out, and now we get along really good.
She does.
But what's cool about it is that we resolved it, and I got her on my show.
Yeah, I saw that. She came on as the evil neighbor.
It was a really hip show. It was very funny.
I'm trying to think of what happens to super smoking hot women when they get older, but they always go crazy. Or maybe it's just that you notice it because you don't keep track of the ugly ones. But they slip under the radar. But the hot chicks and Julie Newmar, when they show those pictures of her and her outfits from Batman, oh, my God.
The hottest Catwoman.
Yeah, the hottest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And still attractive, by the way, well into her 60s? How
absolutely.
Old is she?
Yeah, I think she's in her 60s or maybe early 70s. She's a beautiful woman. She was a dancer. You know, those dancers really hold on to everything.
But Looney is a tune.
I think that's just a kind of facade just to kind of protect herself because now that we're through the problems that we had, she's really lovely.
Mm-hmm. And did she throw an egg or an avocado at your house or something?
Yeah, she threw an egg at the house. Yeah. She got frustrated, I guess.
What was the problem? Was the hedge too high?
Yeah, that was one of the many problems, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's better than living in L.A.? Your house gets egged by Catwoman. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I love L.A., man. I think California's the best state in the union.
Yeah, it's you know, the thing about it is it has wild swings. It has some of the worst things states have to offer, and then some of the best, and sometimes just blocks apart.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get those kind of wild, manic mood swings in other states. I mean, you can be in South Central, and it can be the ugly, most depressing thing in the world. You can hop on the freeway and in 13 minutes be staring at Malibu Beach.
Right, right,
and
right.
You know, have a celebrity pass you in a Bentley Corniche with the top down and a trophy model in the passenger seat.
Get run over by Halle Berry or Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, better than not chance you will just by stepping off the curb. All right, Jim. Hey, come in and see us in the studio, would you please?
I couldn't make it today. I know we were trying to get in there this morning, but I'm stuck here in Providence. So, but I do want to come in, man. And your show has been great. And good luck with it. Continued great success with it. And thanks for your support with the book,
well,
Real
thanks.
Men Don't Apologize.
Thanks. I was about to say that. Jim's going to be signing books out at Book Soup, West Hollywood, 7 o'clock tonight? Oh, tomorrow night. There we go.
I wish we could get Julie Newmar's side of the story, but Mike August tried to get her on here, and she turned him down.
Too big?
Couldn't book her. Well, he only books,
up the book.
Books from within the building, and again, technically she was outside. All right, he doesn't count the lobbies part of the building. We need to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Gay Vito is going to be on the show. Joe Gennascoli from The Sopranos. Also, spirited round of Hobo Power coming up. New sports, and then who's going to take home that $1,000? Is it going to be Mo Damashek or his worthy adversary... Dan? What the hell's that guy's name?
Chad.
Chad.
What the hell names their kid? I'd like to give him $1,000 just for the handicap of walking through life with the name Chad. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Can't get enough? Check out Adam on the web at adamcarolla.com.
I never got past high school math, so I'm not sure what pi is exactly, but any equation that involves dessert... I'm in for.
Adam will never run out of opinions. The Adam Carolla Show.
Maybe it was a homo. Felt there was no one he could talk to about it.
Cornhole and fuckers.
Phil said it'll be all right.
Phil, trust him least of all.
He should fucking die.
I'm working on that.
Keep the testes elevated.
What are you, some kind of fag?
Listen, Closet Queen, you can't handle it. Don't send out the signals.
Not anymore. Believe me.
There are these church groups. They could cure you of this.
Sometimes you tell lies so long, kill them when to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Kill them when it's safe.
Well, there we go. Joseph Gennascoli was on the line. We had a little technical problem, so we'll get him back on the line. Until then, obviously from The Sopranos, Gay Vito on the run, staying in some small gay town with a bed and breakfast.
It's a utopia.
It's a
It's a Gaytopia.
Gaytopia.
That's right.
This is his last week, I think. Yeah. I think he gets it. I think Phil Leotardo tracks him down and beats him to death.
Speaking of Phil Leotardo, Frank Vincent tracking people down, we decided it'd be funny if he told family members that you were gay. If, in fact, they didn't know, we have gay board op, pre-op, Bill, who decided to let us in on one of his cousin's phone numbers. He called him up and told him he was gay. Now, he had no idea that his cousin Bill was living in California and gay. Although,
in fact, he swore over the radio when he heard it. We had to dump a little bit.
Looking at you, I think I could have done the math if I was a family member. But the point is, sometimes people are blind.
He's definitely the man in the relationship.
I look like a senator's son, so you'd want me to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, I look like one of those people that's looks kind of rich kid, clean cut.
Yeah, you look like the kid radio. Who wanted to be the dentist from the Abominable Snowman cartoon.
Today,
yes, today. All right, let's do a little flashback of Frank Vincent calling up Bill's cousin.
Your cousin was seen with a guy the other night. The idea repulses me. Bill is gay.
There you go. So, if you have any family members you'd like Frank Vincent to call, we'll do it on Monday. Tell him you're gay. Now, Joe Ganascoli back on the phone. Gay Vito. Joe?
Hey, Adam. Magic Baby said the... your cousin was seen with Adam Carolla. The idea of it repulses me.
Joseph on The Sopranos, obviously, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, HBO 6, big season. Also has himself a cookbook out, A Meal to Die For. We think Dave Damashek, number one sports guy over here, thinks you're going to be caught up to this Sunday.
What's his name?
Dave Damashek.
Dave.
Gay Vito. That's fine. Gay Vito's not interested in you or me, Carol. He's interested in Johnny Cakes. That's his favorite.
Oh, Johnny Cakes is adorable.
Yeah.
Adam, you know the difference between Johnny Cakes and pancakes?
Oh, well, I thought a joke was coming.
Yeah.
Johnny, maybe it's a regional thing, but is there some fruit or maple or something in them?
No, just 9 inches.
That's it.
There we go.
Yeah.
The short stack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Versus the lumberjack, yeah. I got more of the silver dollar size ones in my shorts. So, Joseph.
Yes.
Give us, I know you can't talk too much about what's coming up this Sunday, but can you give us a little morsel, just a little something to get by on?
It's a good episode for me, brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're going to be all over this episode.
I think so. We're going to be heating it up, my friend.
You're going to get lucky, aren't you?
Let me tell you something. Here's another option for Gay Vito. Phil Leotardo tracks you down. You tell Johnny Cakes the score. You're in the mob. Johnny Cakes somehow lets it slip. Phil Leotardo comes to kill you. Instead, you and Johnny Cakes double team him and kill Leotardo.
Mm-hmm. And when you say double team...
Both ways. I mean, they
violate him sexually and then kill him. Yes. And then violate him sexually again.
Correct.
And then roll credits.
we bang him to death.
It was Joseph Ganascoli's idea for the whole Gay Vito character. Oh. I mean, to turn the character gay, which was interesting.
Right. You know, it's not exactly what I had in mind. I wanted to make him sort of in denial, self-loathing, sadistic. I mean, I get service and knock the crap out of the guy. Sort of like a cross between Mike Tyson and Liberace.
Right. Yeah. Be a tough roommate.
It's working on me, though.
Gay Bill is getting all hot in his cockles over there.
It really is. I mean, he's lost weight in this show.
Right.
He's lost weight. He's getting it on with some pretty, hot guys.
Right.
And on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, he looked awesome.
Yeah.
He looked effable on the couch.
Well, Joseph, so has that happened to you? Have you found gay men coming up to you now and hitting on you, anything like that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I was in Atlanta last week, and now I'm happy to say that I am the new Grand Marshal of Gay Pride Week in Atlanta.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So,
so you do become the sort of spokesperson for, but that's the way it works. If you play a doctor on TV, you'll do commercials for Flonase in a few years in a white lab coat. It's blurry. Now, what about your family? Are you married? Do you have children?
I just got married last June.
And what does he think? What does he think of this?
Well, he's not happy with all the attention I'm getting. His measurements are 36, 24, 9.
Joseph's high this morning. I like that.
Size queen.
Yeah. She's great with it. She loves it. And, you know, what are you going to do? She's fine with it.
Yeah, she's fine. Yeah, fag hang. She's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Joseph, I'm going to give, just because you're such a good sport, A Meal to Die For. It is out in bookstores as we speak. You can go online and get it, right?
You go to my website, Joe Soup, J-O-E-S-O-U-P. You know, it's a culinary novel of crime about me when I was gambling and chefing and what I do to pay off my debts. I was a food fence.
That's right.
Wow. Recipes in the book?
Recipes, about 25 recipes, 10-course dinner. Each course leads into the chapter. And it's a fun book.
It's interesting. So it's a novel that actually has real recipes in it.
Right.
All right, Joseph, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Adam, you're the best. You always will be. And, you know, I'll see you at the parade, too, right?
Sure. Sure. I'll be there in the Hep C float, throwing out the beads and the water-soluble lube. I did do the gay parade. Before.
You did?
Yes.
Which one? In L.A.?
Calling all homos. Yes. Me and Jimmy and the rest of the morning crew from our former morning show were on a float on the gay parade. And Jimmy wanted to put a banner on the float that said, "Hello, gays." And it was one of these things where it's like, no, you can't do that. And it's like, why? Why is that offensive? It's offensive. Why?
Hello,
gays. Hello, gays. We're just saying hello. We're all dressed as the village people. I got like a third degree sunburn because the parade is in the middle of August because, you know, you can't wear chaps in the dead of winter because your ass is hanging out to the wind and you don't want those nipple rings to rust. Oh, it is a crime against humanity.
So your bum got sunburned?
No, I was wearing a tank top for literally 5 hours while we paraded down the street of West Hollywood with our Hello Gays sign on our float. I have a picture. I was a construction worker. I think Jimmy was the cop.
I also want to point out that if there are any listeners who would like to be outed to their family, their loved ones, that just go to the website, adamcarolla.com, and Phil Leotardo will do the dirty work for you.
He did a good job. I think Bill's cousin took it pretty well.
I'll go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Oh, look, they do those things. Look, if you have enough money, if you're the Sultan of Brunei and you want the Rolling Stones to play your 17-year-old daughter's graduation party, they will do it if the price is right. Well, why? This is just an extrapolation of that. Why not celebrities outing people?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Pay them a fee. Let them do their job. All right. We are going to play a little something called the Hobo Power. Now, that is a unit of stink measurement. If you listen to the show, you're all aware of it. Again, 50 on the Hobo Power meter is a cat fed nothing but blue cheese defecating on a white-hot hibachi in a plume of smoke that rises from it. Again, it's a unit of stink measurement. We have horsepower. We have kilowatts. Why not a measurement for stink? You call in. Tell us your stinky story. I'll assign it a number. And again, 100, theoretical. If anyone has smelled it, they're not alive.
Didn't live to tell the tale.
That's right. Also, Teresa coming up doing the news. What do we got to look forward to?
Well, Carmen Electra has a very surprising girl crush. I'm going to tell you who it is and some stuff about Bush.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Hobo Power news and sports. And again, hang out. $1,000 to give away. See if someone can beat Dave's mom and Adam Carolla show trivia. All still coming up.
You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show.
This is Dave Attell. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM. And some flunky intern's going to pick up the phone and put you on hold. And you'll have to listen to probably Air Supply. It's worth it.
If you're going to wake up with a strange hairy man, it might as well be him. The Adam Carolla Show.
They do not measure stink. I noticed there was a gap and I filled it. And that's Hobo Power.
Go to pick up my snake. Got holes chewed all over him. The entire 10 hours I've been gone, he's been laying on a heating pad. The rat ate parts of the snake and he's been laying on the heating pad.
He's been cooking on the snake heater, huh? It's bad. I've smelled worse. I'm giving it a 22.
Wow, so low. Human flatulence has scored high teens in your book.
Controversial, but that's why my law is the law of the land when it comes to hobo power. Do not try to barter with me and get my number up or down. I'll accept no bribes. That my number, that's the final word.
My apologies.
Well, you got some good ones. Anchovies on a catalytic converter.
Ooh. I don't even know what a catalytic converter is.
It, Jewing. It heats up. It's the, you know what a catalytic converter does?
Christ, I'm gay.
It goes on the end of your exhaust manifold on your car and it heats up and it burns up all the gases. It's a smog control thing.
I don't know what a manifold thing is either.
You don't know what a man is, my friend. Forget about the fold. All right. Plane crash, body stank. Whoa, it's getting macabre now. Terry?
Yeah.
How say you? Give me your hobo power story.
Oh, hobo power. I was about 7 years old, and we got mad at a neighbor down the street, and we filled up a jar full of dead mice and let it sit in the sun in Kentucky for about 100 degrees out for a week or 10 days, and then busted it on his front porch.
Broke it open on the front porch.
Summertime in Kentucky, muggy heat.
Yeah.
Bad mice.
Hot, dank, and it was a mouse stew at that point, a broth of mouse.
Yeah. Oh, it was like a crock pot.
You busted it open, but then ran.
Oh, of course.
All right, see, the running part, that's a deduction. A, you're outdoors. B, you fled from the stink. It's creative, but I'm still only going to give it a 53.
That's pretty high.
That's pretty high. I'm feeling generous today, by the way. I'm in a good mood.
Well, thank you, Ace Man. You are the best.
Thank you, Terry from Kentucky. Sounding white trashy, yeah. Let's talk to Tommy. Tommy?
Tony. Greetings and salutations, good sir.
Tony. All right. You have the story about anchovies on a catalytic converter?
Yes, I do. We used to play pranks back and forth to each other's cars. Nothing destructive normally.
Sure.
We'd jack the wheels up off the ground so they just barely weren't there and, let them try and drive away. And if you take a gas pipe and stuff it up the exhaust pipe, it creates an annoying whistle.
Yeah.
Well, this was the king of them. We'd been out fishing. And the leftover anchovies, they had originally been frozen. Now they've been sitting out all night stewing.
Mm-hmm.
And a buddy of mine thought it'd be real funny to go to his other friend, and he put them up, crawled up underneath there, put them on a catalytic converter, and strapped them down with muffler tape so they wouldn't go anywhere.
So that's just going to be a horrible fish stink fry smell, right?
Well, it's the smell of frying rotten fish. Now, remember, your catalytic converter goes up almost to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So they've cooked into the metal of the car, and for years afterwards, even when you finally sold the car, it still had this reek of rotten.
All right.
Filthy anchovy. No one would ride in the car with them ever again.
Okay. Listen, Tony, that's a nice story. You weren't really personally involved. You didn't experience it yourself. Your buddy did, and he was moving down the highway. I'm going to give it a generous 19. Again, just because I'm in a good mood and you weren't really in harm's
way. Doesn't mean you should call in and take advantage of him.
No, that's right. Mac?
Yes?
You have a plane crash, dead bodies story?
Yeah, me and my father are in search and rescue. I'm originally from up in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But down here now. And four college kids from Canada were flying back from Seattle, storm. They went under radar, plowed into both planes went directly into a granite wall. But we found them after 27 hours of them sitting there burning. Cleaning up the site. My father and another guy are carrying one of the bodies, which is still partway intact. It's smoldering.
Mm-hmm. Smoldering college kid flesh. Yeah, that's rough. All right, he has a bad connection, but there's also a psychological component. You know, it's one thing when a bunch of mice burst on your neighbor's porch, but college kids burning flesh, that's tough. He is outdoors, however, should find out what month this took place.
Summer?
You just got yourself 15 points, my friend. 73. Wow, that's tough.
That is one of the highest scores we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I think the psychological aspect played a big part there.
One more quick one. Barry?
Yes, sir.
Hobo power story, please.
Hobo power story. Doing a sort of a
hanging out with the urologist in the urology office, observing what he's doing.
Sure, making the scene.
Man, I like to do that on weekends.
Yeah.
Old man gets wheeled in, but his wife says he hasn't peed in 2 days. So they got to remove a catheter from his nether regions. And all of a sudden, nothing but green pus come flying out of his
Now, did it escape the catheter tube? When you pulled the tube out, the green pus followed.
Well, not only did it follow, but it shot like, you know what? It was just unbelievable.
Went off like a geyser.
Yeah. And girls were screaming.
Did anyone get on you? Did anything get on you?
Didn't get on me, but it got on plenty of other folks.
Mm-hmm. Was there any vomiting in the room?
It almost. Basically, the doctor had to clear out the exam room, and he had to clear out the whole waiting room, and you couldn't see patients for the rest of the day.
All right. And
nothing would cover the stink.
Did you see the old man's penis? Because I'm going to go ahead and give you 12 points if you, in fact, made contact with his wang.
Well, I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, but I did.
You did. So you saw the penis from which the green pus sprang forth.
Exactly.
All right. Now, again, it didn't get on him, but he was in the room and he witnessed it. And again,
no vomiting, you know, that usually can't exceed 40.
Yeah.
Why was this happening in front of people? It was in an exam room. It was in the waiting room.
He was hanging out with his urologist buddy, evidently.
You know,
hobby, watching urology
what
be practiced.
What stinks is the story?
I don't have time to comb through the minutiae of the story. I'm going to give it a 43 and just cut bait here.
I think that's best.
Yeah. And by the way, seeing an old man's ding-a-ling, 22. That's where you start. That's where you start. And it just goes up from there. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, as promised, news, sports, and then the big competition. Mo Damashek versus Chad.
$1,000 on the line.
$1,000 on the line after this.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Harlan Williams, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show with your ears. But for a little change, use your eyes.
We'll be right back with more on The Adam Carolla Show.
KUFO.
A little trivia with Mo Damashek and one of you.
By Chad, the name of the Chad. Limo driver.
That's right. $1,000 up for grabs. We'll play that in a moment. But first, news with Teresa Strasser.
USA Today reported yesterday that the National Security Agency has been collecting data on every phone call made in America. This mainly garnered from anonymous sources. Bush neither confirmed nor denied the story, but here's what he did have to say.
The privacy of ordinary Americans is fiercely protected in all our activities. We're not mining or trolling to the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
Oh, strategery.
Who cares, you pussies? Here's the deal. You can't grow a pot plant in your yard, even if you own the house. There's a camera at every intersection, and you give almost half of every penny you earn to the government. You worried about this, people? This is nothing. You guys aren't talking about anything. Don't worry about it. Move forward. It's narcissistic to believe that people are interested in your crappy mundane activities. They're not.
Fair enough.
Yes.
I can't believe that you support a big brother society.
Don't care. Fine with it. We're already there. We're already past there.
They're not listening to the content. They're just checking for patterns, allegedly.
Don't care if they listen to every single word you say to anyone ever. Think about it. Who cares?
Not me. In entertainment news, Carmen Electra recently admitted to a long-standing girl crush. This is a new thing in the vernacular, the girl crush.
If it's Brusca, I'm going to be angry.
This should give you a hint. Anyone? Her girl crush is on Joan Jett.
Ugh.
What?
Joan Jett's a woman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, Diesel Dyke. Number three, this song blows.
You're not a fan?
God damn, does this song suck. No.
Turn it off immediately.
Please. I'm going to have an epileptic seizure.
I'm new here. I can't offend Adam. Okay.
They play it all the time. They always play it in movies, this and Bad to the Bone. It sucks. This song sucks.
Well, maybe you'll like Joan's new song, AC/DC. Carmen Electra will be in the video. As a woman who can't decide whether she wants to be with a man or be with Joan Jett, which you might feel are one and the same.
Same thing. Look, she's more man than half the people that work here. Bill Fordop, Brisket over there, Brian, Tad. She's more man than most of Billy. She's more man than most of the people that work at this station. Let's be honest. Sorry, Brisket. Go ahead.
Forbes magazine put out a list of the 10 most generous celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
The usual suspects, Oprah, Bono, Steven Spielberg, Angelina Jolie. Couple surprises.
Mm.
Jackie Chan.
Really?
Yep.
Who's he giving money to,
you know,
and why can't
money?
I get at it?
He gave $64,000 to UNICEF for tsunami relief, among other things. And also Nicolas Cage. Sort of surprised me. I wasn't expecting that.
All right.
Gave $1 million to Katrina relief.
I still hate all of them.
Opening it. Even the generous ones.
That's
hate
right.
Them all.
Well, look, the more you give away, the more people hate you. Look at it. Look at it this way. You ever lend a family member or friend some money? Are they any nicer to you? Do they like you anymore? No. They resent you. Why? You've shamed them. They had to come to you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, here's $1,000, here's $2,000, and then they assume, well, now you're a bank, I can go back to them anytime I need it. And you say, all right, this is getting out of hand, I can't give you $2,000
Then they get PO'd.
Then they're mad.
No, there's that angle. And then there's the other part where you just shame them. Listen, I wish people were more like prostitutes. You give them $1,000, you get something.
Right.
Not
in
the,
your case.
Not the stink eye from some cousin you barely talked to.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Thank you. Opening at the movies this weekend, Poseidon starring Kurt Russell.
Oh, I'm going to watch the S out of that.
This
I'm
is
excited.
The big one for you. I don't understand why. It just looks like a rehash of Titanic to me.
I loved the first one. And I just love yes, I love the maritime stuff. I just love the capsizing and the sea and the tidal waves and the trap. It's all there for me.
We're only a week away from X-Men 3.
Nerding.
I'm sure you'll also enjoy Just My Luck, starring Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
And Gold.
Boobies!
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And Gold, The Dream Begins, movie about a Mexican-American immigrant in L.A. who chases his dream to play soccer.
Soccer. I've heard about them playing Connect Four and Crazy Eights, but
cricket.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Soccer. Never heard that one.
I'm Teresa Strasser, and that is the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
There were baseball games aplenty yesterday, you'll be shocked to learn, Ace, but there were no NBA playoff games last night. Tonight, though, Shaq Fu and his chums are in Jersey and in L.A., the Phoenix Suns, and MVP Steve Nash in town, Staples Center, 7:30, Game 3, series tied at 1, ought to be dynamite. National pastime. A lot of rain yesterday, so not many games. But
oh,
the Padres,
you better make those up, because if they only play 161 games this year, the whole world is going to fall off its axis. You got to make that game up.
Only thing better than going out to a ball game?
Doubleheader.
There you go. So, San Diego Padres, San Francisco Giants in the win column, in the loss column. Oakland Athletics, the bums of L.A. Now, I want to play quickly for you. The Clippers are doing marvelously. This is arguably their best run, ever, but certainly in the last three decades. I went out and I asked the Clippers, I asked a few of them, who do you think is going to win the NBA title? Who's the best team? Here's Sean Livingston, the great and the young guard.
The two toughest teams right now, San Antonio and Detroit. The way Detroit's playing, they're looking good, so.
Not the Clippers, though.
But the Clippers always have a chance. I got to roll with my team.
All right, I mean, they're playing a little over their head. They're you know, getting into head territory.
Yeah, spoon feed him the answer.
Yeah. I know, that's right. Now, here's Chris Kamen, the center.
Clippers. That's gay, man. I'm going with the Pistons.
I told him it was gay.
You saved your dignity there. And finally, Daniel Ewing.
Clippers.
Now, I mean, I like to have fun, too, but who do you really think is going to win?
Tell you the truth, man, Detroit's looking real good.
Well, I like the honesty. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
No one outside this locker room thought we could get it done.
Yes.
No one believes in us except for these guys.
Next time,
the guys in the locker room don't believe
Next time you go down there, explain to them what candor is and then thank them for having it.
I will. And finally, in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night, Anaheim Ducks complete the sweep over the Colorado Avalanche. We're very close now. We're two wins away from Ducks, Sharks, Chichu, Temu, Chichu, the ball is in your court. Or should I say, the puck is in the rink. Mm-hmm. But either way, if you should do well, Chichu, come Monday, I shall introduce my brand new song to you and the Tamers.
He's going to throw the game.
I'm not going to leave this studio. I don't want to chance it. If I leave the studio and I get hit by a car, like Saturday
and
or Sunday, and I miss it, no way, baby. I'm staying right here.
Play it safe.
Bruska, get the trail mix and the catheter. I'm hunkering down for the weekend.
Here's how committed I am. Chichu, Temu, and I are inextricably linked at this point, I think. I think we all can agree on that.
Sure.
As a sign of unity, I'm going to grow a playoff beard like they do. All right. The NHL players, they grow the playoff beards.
No.
Oh, that's Bruska's wife.
Sorry.
Calling all homo.
How do you spell Strasser for the jerk report next week?
Doesn't matter. She's not going to be here next week.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right. The bigger than the thriller in Manila, we are going to lock horns. We're going to send our caller, Chad.
Chad the limo driver, who is on the job.
I try to remember his name, but my mind keeps rejecting it. It's like a splinter that my skin is pushing out. Chad, what a horrible name. Maybe he can use $1,000 to get his name legally changed to Cash or something that rolls off the tongue. Chad, going up against Mo Damashek in an Adam Carolla trivia game. Mo smoked my hapless mom yesterday in the Corolla competition. Now, we didn't keep going, but it probably would have transcended the radio show. We could have asked her questions about, you know, my first dentist or my first home run in Little League, and your Mo Damashek, I get the feeling, would have smoked Mama Corolla at that one, too.
Yes,
we had to enact the slaughter rule because it was getting sad and pathetic.
How would I know that?
Right. Well, you'd listen to the show. All right, so my mom got smoked, but Mo's reign continues. Will she take Chad for the $1,000? We'll find out after this.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Peter Griffin, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. He's about as good as it gets. Almost as good as hot Asian chicks.
This is what a year and a half of junior college sounds like. The Adam Carolla Show. Back to The Adam Carolla Show. Somebody's going to win $1,000 today. And everyone else is going to be put to shame by Dave's mom.
The deaf frat guy. All right, what would his nickname be at his frat house?
Maverick.
Think you can win? Give Adam a call at 866-901-ADAM. Coming up, the final competition, where someone's going to win $1,000 on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, they are. That time is upon us. We have Chad, show savant. We have Mo Damashek, world's number one mom.
Savant herself, Rainbow.
First Ed from Vegas, the Ed. Ed, you'd like to bet on this?
I got $6.35 on the beautiful Mo Damashek. I sure do like her. She got a nice voice. I'd like to take her out.
All right, well, you understand that $6 is not going to buy you much in the way of sexual favors with Mo Damashek, but you're putting your money on the odds-on favorite, Mo Damashek.
It's a smart bet. If Mo wins, then he'll have $1,000 to go on a date with her with.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Yeah, we did a competition with my mom and Dave's mom, and Mo smoked my mom.
$6.35 is on the line.
All right, so let's see. Mo is on the phone, and so is Chad. Mo?
Yes.
All right, you're back in Beaver Creek.
Well, Pittsburgh.
Poised on the banks of the three rivers.
Which ones are they?
The Allegheny, the Monongahela, and they join to form the Ohio.
All right. That's one. Right. That's you already got one right.
Big Ed is right. Your mom does have a sweet voice.
Chad, you're poised to win $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Chad, good luck, but we'll see.
Oh, no. Trash talk.
Wow.
Cocky. Not delusional like her son, just cocky. All right, so here's the deal. We will go, whoever gets the five right first is going to win this competition. We'll start with Mo. Now, if you don't have the answer or you get it wrong, I'm going to let Chad jump in, and then we'll go to Chad, and the same rules will apply. These are slightly more difficult questions because you guys breezed through the preliminaries.
That's right.
We'll start with Mo.
You know what? Because Mo's the champ, can we start with Chad?
Oh, okay. We'll start with Chad.
Give Chad a little. She's the home team, and so she gets last up. So.
All right.
That's right.
Let's start with Chad. Give him a little extra chance to win it.
All right. I'll give you the question I was going to give Mo then. Chad.
Yes.
Okay.
The airline that I got the sleep channel put on.
United.
Mmm. I'm sorry, Mo. Would you like to steal this one?
Adam, wait. We flew home, U.S. Air. Wait. And Lore, David's father, asked the stewardess or whatever, flight attendant, where your channel was. She had no idea, but he played a channel anyway. U.S. Air.
Wow. Well done, Mo.
Chad, you want to just fake injury now and get out of this race?
Yeah, throw it. Throw this fight.
At this point, I pull up with the hamstring. Right about the 10-yard mark of the 100 meters. Just pull up with that hamstring. Otherwise, it's going to be embarrassing. All right, it's 1-0, Mo Damashek. Now, the question goes to Mo again. Okay. Mo, the name of the deaf frat guy, girlfriend, the one he claims is shaved down below.
Ashley.
There's
two
Ashleys. Oh, this is pathetic.
She probably knows what sorority they're in.
Oh, no, I don't know what she is. I know he's a teak, but she's, I don't know.
Chad, this is getting embarrassing. All right, are you ready?
Ready.
Celebrity guest that helped us play our April Fool's joke on producer Brisket. Who was in the studio that April day?
Sang a song.
Sang a song.
An off-color song.
Was it Dag?
No, it wasn't. Mo Damashek, you want to steal?
Andy Milonakis.
I don't even know. I don't even know the show's web address.
This is kind of getting ugly. I mean, at what point do you...
Mo's got three, and Chad's got zero.
I am all a right. little... Mo called me earlier today to say... I mean, yesterday to say, I think I'm embarrassing you by knowing this much about the show. It seems like I have no life. And I said, true, but please. Yes, Mo's starting to agree with her.
You sewing his identification label to his underpants at age 34 is embarrassing him, Mo Damashek.
Good Christ, I'm gay.
Not the knowledge of his work. All right, are you ready? Now, whose turn is it, Mo's? I'm confused because she keeps stealing. Yes.
No, it is Mo's.
It is Mo's. All right, Mo, here we go now. The episode in my life that sparked the genesis of What Can't Adam Complain About? What happened that started that? What is the example I use for that?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
All right, Chad, your chance to get on the board.
Big opportunity.
All right. It's when you ordered a Ferrari on eBay and it didn't come over the weekend.
Ooh, Chad, now back in the game.
Good for you, Chad. I didn't know that, but I forgot.
Right,
you don't compliment the competition, Mo.
It's sportsmanlike conduct.
All right, Chad, now your question.
All right.
What children's game am I trying to change? There's a children's game that I'm trying to change to my name.
Marco Polo changed it to Adam Carolla.
Mm.
Wow. We got a ball game.
3-2. 3-2. Oh. This thing is heating up. Mo Damashek.
Yes.
Which frat brother of the deaf frat guy looks like a short Derek Jeter?
Easy. Poochie. He's a lovely boy.
All right. Staying on the deaf frat guy theme, Chad.
All right.
Complete the following deaf frat guy catchphrase. If you're not wasted,
the day is.
All right. So now it's 4-3.
4-3. Mo gets it. It's over, though.
If Mo gets this, she takes the $1,000.
Oh, come on.
All right, here we go. Mo Damashek for the $1,000. Name three of our interns.
Jerron.
Mm-hmm.
Larissa.
Mm-hmm.
She likes David. That's why I remember her. And
give me a trash can of vomiting, would you, Prescott?
She and Larissa have something in common.
That's right. No. No. Billy, is he one of your interns? Oh, I didn't know. I'm asking if he was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let's go to the judges. I'm sorry.
She was just asking.
He's the webmaster. She should know that.
Yeah, he's the webmaster.
She should know that.
He's the webmaster. That, no, I should. But don't let Chad just name the third one and win. That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
I've given.
She loosened the lid on that one.
I'll ask him a different question. Chad, you do. I'm sorry the way the game is played. He can go for the steal here.
That's true.
You need is one more intern name, and we got a tie game.
Okay. Jerron, Larissa, and Stacy.
Oh!
Oh, no.
He thought Stacy the cue card girl.
Shelly the cue card girl is
Stacy,
not Stacy,
I'm sorry. Wow. Now, again, back to you, Chad. Well, we have Mike and Jerry and Doug. I didn't know myself.
Barely know who I am.
Yeah. All right.
Score's 4-3. Chad
4-3.
Goes.
Here we go, Chad. You ready?
Yeah.
What sports star, and broaden your definition of sports here, do I have a man crush on? He was on the show.
Should I give a clue?
Give him a clue.
It involves water.
I know that. Yeah, I know. Oh, I can't think of that.
Oh. The surfer, Ashley.
Man crush.
Man crush. Oh.
He's a dude.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, we're out of time. Mo, would you like to steal?
I know he's the surfer. Lyle something, is that his name? He's married to the great looking...
close. Girl. Laird Hamilton.
Laird, that, no. Oh, well.
She knew it.
All right, Mo goes for the win here.
Ooh. All right, you ready?
These are tough.
Yeah, well, that's why...
Okay, yeah.
I was going to say they call it something, but I don't know what we call it.
That's right. Okay, go ahead.
All right, let's see. Let's find the last ones here. Well, how do I sign off each show? Oh. What is my word?
Mahalo.
I wanted to pack up and get out of town. That's what I did.
Down goes Frazier!
Wow.
Down goes Frazier!
Mo Damashek. Pathetic yet inspirational.
I really thought she was going to lose, actually. I would have bet against the Ed if I had to.
That's $1,000 for Mo?
Mo has not accepted the $1,000. No. It will roll over in the kitty and be worth $2,000.
Oh. Wow.
When she takes on her next worthy opponent next week.
Plus, and the Ed won $6.35.
That's right.
That's right. We'll get together.
All right, Chad.
Okay.
Mo, nice job. Chad, nice work. Mo, I'm going to need you to come in town and give my mom mothering lessons. Because you are the queen of all moms. Well, that's it for the show. I want to thank Robert Schimmel for coming in here. Amy McCarthy, Joe Ganascoli, Jim Belushi. You can find him at his book signing at Book Soup tomorrow, 7 o'clock. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.